In craft beer we trust. This is the perfect pour.
Hey. Cheating. Hello. Welcome to the perfect pour. It's a craft beer show. Yes, 3 weeks straight. I'm Mikey.
I'm the name.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to give you beers to look out for.
Make loud noises.
We're going to make loud noises. We're going to be really annoying. And we're going to talk about beer we drink. And we're also going to drink beer. And we're going to talk about beer news. All those things that are related to beer. But we have a special guest this week.
And the show's over. Good.
California craft beer drinking legend. An industry guy.
Industry legend.
Industry guy. He plays both fences. Both sides of the fences. It's Tony Banks.
Hey, guys. What's up? Thank you for having me.
My headphones are too loud.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. If you're here for the tailgate, you'd know that that's way funnier. If you're here. Just real quick to recap what we were drinking here, as I try not to sneeze. We had a.
Those are me. Which one's me?
God bless.
Good. I'm sneezing.
All right. Do it.
We had a Public Enemy Baltic Porter from Dust Bowl Brewing, courtesy of Dust Bowl Brewing, Turlock, California. Brand new facility on the side of the 99s. It's right there. You can't miss it. On the west side of it. It's big. You can go into Turlock. You're gonna see it.
Yeah,
it's
you
good
will.
Fun times.
You ain't gonna miss that.
I like. It's a nice Baltic Porter. I think they just re-released it or something. It's like a new batch. I don't know.
You're a new batch.
You're a new batch.
What'd you call me?
I'm recoing that.
Yeah? So this came straight from the source is what you're saying?
Straight from the source.
Straight?
From porch to porch.
Straight down the 99.
Fresh canal water? No.
Oh, they do have Canal Surfer.
Yeah.
Their seasonal session. Hopefully that comes back.
Hopefully it's not left over from last year.
That's the thing you got to watch out for.
Is this fresh?
It's not not them doing it. It's you got to watch out for the shop.
They have bottle dates on their labels, so
We're safe.
Yeah, good job.
We're safe. Unlike Kern River.
We also, I know Kern River didn't even have the alcohol on the bottle.
Wow.
On that winter ale,
the double.
Yeah. I had to look it up on Untappd.
Well, then.
I was like, is this going to be enough booze for me?
Sir. Excuse me, store clerk.
Says me, clerk, sir. Come on, yeah.
Is this enough alcohol?
Is this going to get me drunk?
Well, I look cool with my friends.
I don't know. Just buy.
Well, the youths think I'm cool.
Well, there's also a Uinta Pilsner going around the table.
Yeah, it was solid.
Oh, look at that. Solid.
Sure.
Tony Bags gives it a solid rating.
Give it a solid.
There's also from Six Point Brewing out there in the New York, Brooklyn, the Five Beans that Kelly donated to the show. So
yay, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yay. So there you go. We're caught up on the beer are opened, but so we should – open new beer. Now this one comes with paraphernalia.
Ooh.
Oh, that was solid.
Like drug dealers? I love
Yeah. Mikey, what can you tell us about this beer?
Well, this was given to us by XL Pedro, and last time he had talked about the sponge candy, but we didn't know it. Being California kids, we don't sponge candy. This is a back east thing. So Resurgence Brewing makes a Imperial Sponge Candy Stout, bourbon barrel aged stout. And it's apparently, so I don't know. And he sent us the bottle of this, he sent us sponge candy. So should we try, Tony Bag, should we try the candy first or the beer first? Should we try the candy first to know, like, oh, yeah, I taste the sponge candy?
I would beer, bite of candy, beer.
Beer, bite of candy, beer. Okay. Well, then I'll get
That's too many steps.
we'll pass them
three
around.
Too many steps. Of three.
Can we skip to
the candy
three?
And Louis de Lab wants in on this taste.
Louis like, hey, what's up? Dude, I see food. So guys, I see food.
So it's going from left to right of your podcast. Now the sponge candy and the sponge beer. I don't think so. It's got chocolate. Sponge candy's got chocolate, so. Sorry, Louis. So we're going to go with beer, candy, beer.
Sucker number three.
There's bourbon there.
Yeah, there's a lot of bourbon on that nose. Holy cats.
Not a real big sweets fan, and so then when you try to get me to eat dessert and then have beer, it's not my favorite.
You just don't like the pairing. But he was doing it more to like, you know what sponge candy tastes like.
I understand.
But there's a number on that bottle, too.
I could see how they go along together.
So we have limited release for 2016. Now enjoy now or sell. This is bottle 245 out of ? Because it doesn't say how many.
That's
bottles
pretty
there
good.
Are.
Bottle 245.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a youngin in the bottling line. I mean, unless it was out of 246, but
the last ever bottle.
I'm having fun, so.
Like I said, I
there's
love
candy
all
in this
things.
Beer. It's fun.
They taste exactly the same.
They do. I can see why they go together.
Yeah, the candy just doesn't have the bourbon. Mm-hmm. Candy needs some bourbon, and they match up.
That was not anything what I expected to as I've been into that candy. Holy crap.
It's got chocolate covered with, and it's like a...
Yeah, not it's spongy.
It's like a wafer twink.
Yeah, it's not spongy.
If like a Twinkie was made into a wafer.
It's a dry sponge, not a wet sponge.
Sorry, we're distracted.
No, it's the flavors are spot on with each other, in my opinion.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. Chocolate and bourbon really come out after that second bite, though. That's nice.
So, guys, well, I know Tony Bag's been touring up north. We're going to talk about that. Wait for Ben Caught Drinking. We're just going to go all Tony Bag's tour 2016.
Tour bus.
2017.
World tour.
Oh, man, if I could get on Tony Bag's tour bus. I'd be a roadie for that. So there's a lot going on. The year has officially begun, so stuff is news is happening. Things are happening. What locally, get a local thing out of the way. Apparently there's going to be a brewery district centered around Talgascoya.
Jesus, yeah.
Officially started.
Yeah, so not even a mile from us, we have Full Circle, which has been going since August-ish. And then Hot PK, the construction's happening there, so we have Pendragon. A couple other breweries.
You can see it, almost see it from the beer garden.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple other breweries shopping for downtown places, but the most recent signature to happen is Border Hop Brewing, which is Oscar. He used to be from Peeves or wherever you know him from, Oscar Fuentes. But he signed the old Pool Tables R Us building, which is directly across the street from us, and it's a 12,000 square foot building. So it's a
nice one with the pool table painted on the side. And
not that's Mecca.
Okay,
that's on.
Oh, that's what I was.
That's
too.
On Fulton. No. That's Mecca Billiards.
He's going to be on Broadway.
He's on Broadway, which is Pool Tables R Us. It's next to the Baskins Upholstery.
Other
sign.
Pool table.
I know. Table place downtown. That's confusing. Like. There's not too many pool table accessory places.
The only place
and then
in
two
town.
Are right by each other.
Pool table district.
The street over from each other.
Yeah, pool table district.
Pool table district.
Screw this brewery district.
Yeah, we'd like to play some pool. We heard this is a – no, we sell them, sir. We don't – you can't play here.
What?
But they're right there.
Nobody really wants those
but
in their house.
But I see your pool table. No, yeah, you got to buy that.
You can look
well,
at it.
Well – can I play it
those
and try
are,
it out?
Those are cool in your house for about a month, and then they're like, They're like, can somebody come over here and take this free pool table?
Go and buy a piece of plywood, turn it into a regular table.
Start stacking stuff on
start
it.
Start stacking
stuff. Start putting laundry on it, and boom.
You mean
no more pool table?
Not everything's like Drew Carey, where you just have a pool table in the backyard? From time
to time? I guess if you're Drew Carey, Cleveland.
Yeah, I was saying because Cleveland rocks.
I've heard that. Oh, that's a mad joke. Come on, man. Don't be stealing Matt's.
That's nobody's joke.
Don't be stealing Matt's.
Isn't that their same theme song? That's what I was going
to say. Yes, you're right. No, it's – never mind.
It is. In a 5 o'clock world.
So, yeah. There's going to be more reason to stay downtown. Now you need like a Stone-esque hotel. Tioga needs to build a hotel.
Tioga Sequoia Hotel?
The Doubletree is kind of cool looking inside.
So. Yeah. Yeah, the it's got the atrium.
Yeah, it's the horseshoe shaped atrium, and it's just like
horseshoe.
It's like 10 stories tall.
Then club, then the and
downtown.
Then you got the club
absolutely.
One,
absolutely.
Whichever it is that's in the club one now.
That's Radisson.
With that
that's where Chew Your Beer stayed.
Radisson. I saw that they just put on a Modern Times because I got an alert on Untappd. It said Club One Casinos just put on Modern Times, something Modern Times. I missed it.
Yes.
I was like, whoa, look at Club One. They're putting Modern Times on tap.
That's what's up.
Yeah, they joined the digital menu realm. So now the notifications pop up.
Oh, now I can check in there. Even though I'm not over there, I'll just check in and see if somebody sees my name up there. Like, whoa, Mikey just checked in. Where is he?
He's here. You got to find him.
Well, miles away. that's kind of fun I have at night.
What? That's a jerk.
Just mysteriously checking the House of Pendragon's board from Fresno.
I'll show you.
Well, something the interest of beer garden runners like Matt, like. There was a who put the article
beer
was
garden it Jeff? Runners.
Yeah, beer garden runners.
Those who run beer gardens.
Yep.
They run in beer gardens.
Matt runs around the beer garden.
They run to and from beer gardens.
Yeah, I was going to say those who run between.
He runs to the cool. I've seen him sprint to the cooler a couple times.
Nice. I put miles in that place.
I had a Fitbit, it would track some things.
There are some days I'll walk 5 miles inside tracking that beer things. Garden.
Yeah.
Well, I think Draft Magazine put out the thing that growlers are trending down.
That was the problem.
Growlers are taking over. Bye, growlers. No more. You think that's going to happen?
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to get a growler system
It's the most efficient.
Is it actually cheaper for the brewery to have a growler system? Instead of
that's a mad question.
And now growlers.
Obviously, there's an initial cost.
Yeah.
For the
growler
machine.
Yeah.
It's about four.
Ignore
grand.
Ignore the initial cost.
It's unless about it's like four really grand for the growler machine itself,
mm-hmm.
and then there's shipping and everything to add on top of that, and then the blanks, the cans, they cost anywhere from depending how many you buy, anywhere from $1 to $3 per can. So
they're more expensive for the brewery.
It's more expensive. You have to have the space to keep everything and all that stuff and your labels and blah, blah, blah. But the beauty of it is you fill it up, you send it on its way. And
it's the quality. But
you do get quality.
Is it cheaper though? Like, and I don't know the answer to this. I'm asking Matt. $1 to $3 a can. So let's lowball that $1 a can. How much is a growler? Your industry cost.
Growlers, I mean, I don't know the cost on those specifically, but I mean, they could start at $2 and go up to $6, depending upon what glass style you use, what they're screen printed with, how many you order, and then you get into stainless and it's just builds up on top of that. So, we were kind of looking into it ourselves, and where a glass growler 1 liter would cost about $6 to purchase the container. While it is reusable, it is more expensive of an item. So now you got a $6 growler plus a $5 fill, $11 out the door. Well, if you had a growler, say it did cost $1, we charged $2 to make it worthwhile. Well, then now it's $7 out the door for your crowler and beer fill.
And that, from my experience of the very little places I've been with crowlers, that's still lowballing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere is – I think the cheapest crowler I've seen is $11.
Well, yeah. I mean, in some of those places, that's either all they package into. They don't have bottles or anything like that. And or they're more specialty or smaller batches. Obviously, I'm not going to charge $11 for our golden ale or our standard True. IPA and stuff like that. It's not worth it. But yeah, you get a piece of cake dessert stout in a crowler. That's going to be $11 out the door.
Yeah, as it should.
Mm-hmm.
That's still lowballing.
Crowlers, 2017. If they weren't in 2016, 2017, year of the crowler.
Well, I like it just for the fact that I forget my growlers every damn time.
Right.
The article even pointed that out. And it's like,
or you don't forget your growlers, but you forget your growlers. Because we went on the whirlwind tour this weekend and we went to Drake's in 21st Amendment where I literally checked the truck and I'm like, oh shit, I forgot my growlers. No, I didn't. They were in a different bag. And so we just didn't get crowlers.
He actually remembered, but couldn't find them.
That's probably the beauty of it. The places either you don't go to a lot or, you know, and basically infrequently, it would be better to have a crowler just because you're not shuffling growlers around in your house or your car or whatever, mm-hmm. or trying to find them. Or
have it sitting around for 6 months till you make it back.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times I've tried to find my Dust Bowl or Southgate growlers because somebody was going up there and I just wanted to fill, you know, something.
Consistence. Crowlers.
Crowlers. Yeah, crowlers are the way to go.
Crowlers. Definitely crowlers.
So still doesn't mean growlers are going away, but
yeah,
crowlers will get better.
I think glass crowlers are going away.
Yeah.
I think everyone is going the way of the stainless steel, the double wall.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, those seem to be popular.
But I think it doesn't feel like they're any better to me. I like the glass growler, though. Just the
arts-wise, yes.
All overall feel of it.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm pretty sure that Firestone won't even fill glass crowlers anymore.
Really? Hmm.
Silva has all – they're all –
So, my Firestone glass crowlers are just freaking worthless.
To Firestone, yes. You can take it to
– I'll tape it up and take it to Matt.
Yep, I'll fill it.
Take it somewhere else.
If it's clean and has a cap.
Clean and cap.
That's probably the one thing I upset most people with. They're just like, what do you mean you don't have caps? And I'm like,
you don't have caps?
I'm all, well,
what do you mean?
Because we don't do screw top growlers. So, exactly. So you're the person I'm like, we don't do screw top growlers. We're going to fill it for you, but you need the cap.
That'd be a big problem.
And then, yuck. But the thing is, those people that ask,
open
that
container in my car as I go home.
They're the ones that still pick them out of the bag. They wanted a new cap for whatever reason. They didn't want to pull theirs out of the bag.
Oh, yeah, they want the old cap. Well, I always wonder about that. I always bring the cap back. I'm like, is this sterile? Probably not.
No.
Even if I wash it?
Sean at Alpine, you throw that cap away every time you're done with the growler.
Never bring back a cap.
Well, most of them have a foam liner, which the foam liner will grow stuff. But like I said,
Yeah, but if you don't ever have if you do all swing tops, then there's no point for you guys to buy
lids
for people that don't do that.
Sorry. Louis is taking over Mickey's chair.
This is now mine.
So I think we need a new beer.
Hopefully something hoppy.
Something hoppy. I can go. Oh, look.
Hey, guy.
The guy with new beers come into the studio.
What the fuck is going on in this?
Roger from Pine and Palm is now in the studio. Just as we said, we need a new beer. And he has a bag. What's going on, Tony?
All right.
Those fell in there.
They fell in there magically.
Coors Light.
Like for tonight drinking, or
I'm
gonna
drink the one that just pulled out.
Gold. New beer. This is super new because it just came in a magic bag.
It's super new. I think it was only canned like last week too.
What is this, Tony Bags?
Holy shit. We got some who farted.
Whoa. You look very confused.
Looking for glasses.
Where did you come up with some who farted?
What is this? What is? Who is it from,
Tony? Who farted?
Who's it from?
The brewery's called Who Farted.
What? It's not what the brewery's called.
The brewery's called Who Farted.
That's the worst name in the history of names.
No, it's not. It's close, but.
Who Farted or Who
Farted? Brewing can by Who Farted Brewing. Who Farted. Oh, from boy. Ohio. Marengo, Ohio.
That's some whale beer, though.
This is called Rollerblade. It's got, you know, a very 70s drawing, 70s, 80s drawing on it with rollerblades.
I'm going to pass that around.
This is a whale?
Yeah.
Is this the quote Nick from the Perfect Bar, is this a whale?
Is this a whale?
Who Farted is really hard. I mean, how did you come up on this, Roger?
I have friends that trade.
Yes, it's definitely, it's got to be a trade beer.
No, just bragging.
Yeah,
I got friends.
I know people.
I traded an 805
for this beer. I have no comment on that.
Has somebody traded 805? Have you seen that?
I have.
You've seen that happen on the trades? Wow. What did they get back for an 805? That's what I
traded
know.
Two cases of 805 for...
You did.
Nice. I did two cases of 805 for...
What, man? What? Come on.
Firestone Anniversary 12 through 17, two bottles of each.
What? That's all it took? The bullshit.
Okay, it was two cases of 805 and a 805 t-shirt.
For like a... A full on anniversary
vertical.
Vertical.
People in LA are dumb. Sorry, Kelly, we love you.
Wow. And you felt okay with that? I can sense now guilt from you.
No, fuck no. No, if you're dumb enough to do that, you're just I got no words for you.
That just seems like a joke to me. Like,
nope.
That really one time happened. I traded a couple cases of 805 for a anniversary vertical.
Wow,
that's a story. That's I can't believe somebody would have a bigger story than that.
Yeah. Oh, did you see online the haul that some dude got for two bottles of cake, or for Rush Cake Rush?
No. Tagascoya is Cake Rush.
He got like the moon and the star. He got like 16 bottles for two bottles of cake, of Rush cake.
Damn.
Like whale bottles.
I should have done it.
Like, Man Bear Pig, VR, a couple scoops, like just uber whale beers. He's like, yeah, I got all this for two Cake Rush. I'm like, shit, I'm going to go buy a case of Cake Rush, if that's the case, because...
Do you think he was bullshitting, or...?
No, people are dumb. People in beer are not smart.
Hmm.
Some people just got to have it.
Yeah, got to take them all.
By the way, this is a damn good beer here.
This is. It's enjoyable.
Mm. Do you have an empty... I'm trying to find an empty...
Would this be a foggy IPA? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not. Unfiltered? At least.
So do we want to take a guess at the ABVs?
Oh, we stopped playing that game. Yeah. We killed that game.
You don't listen to podcasting.
Come on. Jeez, man.
What? When did that happen?
Last week. Yeah, stay up to date, man. We're hot and heavy with this show. Things move really fast.
Yeah. Got to keep up.
Yeah. That and also the Guitar Center.
Yeah, John's which is an bit. Awful decision.
It's
awful. Know that, and I am... Protesting.
We killed it last
protesting week. Against it just, getting it was rid just a of
fart
Guitar
last
Runner.
Week. It was like,
it was Who Farted?
Yeah.
Who farted? No, I am protesting. I do remember that from last week. I am protesting bringing back John from Guitar Center.
This week, but we'll see.
No, but bring back
it's
John
on the shelf.
Oh, John. We're
cellaring the Guitar Center bit.
Yes, I do remember that, and I am protesting and bringing back John.
And Other John? What about Other John?
Other John, he needs First John. He's nothing without him.
But how did I miss Thanksgiving?
You got to really listen intently. All 2 hours,
I,
man.
I do.
Stay focused. That's what...
You're not doing your job.
Apparently not.
There's a quiz afterward. Did you...
So I heard that you might have gotten a bottle of the new Chocotazo. I'm wondering how many bottles there are, because I don't think we've heard.
No release notes.
We have no. How many? What is your bottle numbered?
I don't know.
You have a numbered bottle?
He's got the rare bootleg label. I don't know if you've seen it.
No. There's a bootleg label.
There's a bootleg. Yeah.
That's the. It's not a. It's not a Scotty.
No, it's definitely one. Taped on here.
It's not the official. Well, it's
the real label.
It's like a printed out black and white printout of the label that the Scotty made for Chocotazo.
Scotty B hooked it up
on our Instagram. Non-numbered.
Yeah, no. Huh? Scotty B brought that to me, but no, there's no bottle.
I don't know how, because people are asking like how can we get this Chocotazo? It seems like Scotty B could set up a share at Spokeasy or something.
That'd be a good
bring
idea.
A few down to Spokeasy and see. Hey guys, I'm at Spokeasy
with
Chocotazo.
No, Scotty B brought me a bottle today, and then we got duped into going to duped not duped into going to Zach's Brewing. Scotty B's like, he's like, oh, let's just go. It's like right down the street. And by down the street, he meant 9 miles away. But he goes, it's down the street. And I guess it's technically it is down the street because you go down the same street. You go down Herndon all the way.
Yeah.
The street literally turns for you. You don't even have to get off of that street.
So we get to over by Casey's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you said it was down the street. He goes, no, it is. It's down the street. It's right over the hill, and then we go over on Grantland, and I'm like, oh, so it's on the other side of the 99. He's like, yeah, it's down the street. And I'm like, he's like, I live in Singer. Everything out here is down the street. I'm like, oh.
Thanks, Skyby.
This is nowhere close to where we're supposed to be, but okay. And then we got there, and Steven Zach's like, hey, Max, have you got a bottle of Chocotazo yet? I'm like, and Sky's like, yeah, he got one. I'm like, No, I didn't. I'll take another one.
No. I need that one too.
I blinked. What happened?
I wonder how much a bottle of Chocotazo would go for in the market.
Ooh.
All the 805 you can handle.
It's so bad.
What's what else going on in culture, guys? Throw me something.
Throw your bone here.
Throw me a bone here, Scotty.
I found one thing worth reading. Liberty IPA from Anchor Brewing. Like its predecessor, Liberty IPA is 6.3% ABV, is made with two-row pale malt and Cascade hops. Cascade hops concerns me a little bit just because it's a little bit old world, but that's Anchor. It is the combination of Cascade with new hop variants, Nelson, El Dorado, and... that creates a mouthwateringly complex, robust aromas of pine, citrus, and crisp American-style IPA. So I'm kind of interested to see how the aromas of dank and resinous pine up front with the bold citrus grapefruit notes on the back end will taste like. I'm hoping that it'll be a worthy IPA from Anchor coming out. Thoughts? Opinions? Nothing? No? No?
All right. Sounds right for Anchor, old world style.
Yeah.
Sounds very Anchory.
Yeah. Keeping it traditional.
Keeping it.
But Nelson and El Dorado into a beer.
Oh, true. I don't know that they've used Nelson before.
I'm not up on my Anchor game, so.
Doesn't seem like, doesn't seem like a hop that they've used before.
Uh-oh. That must be an inside joke.
That's what I have.
I don't know. I was waiting for the tote bags. There's something going on with Anchor.
Mm.
No, Anchor makes great beer. They're pioneers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just don't really, again, like you said, you don't see anything new and exciting ever coming out of Anchor.
They have like 60 taps in their tap room.
They, well, but, they're and, one and of market. Those. They're one of those everything tastes.
They
like
made anchor. That one orange crush giant you know, beer
could be excellent or good.
Fucking yeah. awful.
I had stupid Giants
beer. And I'm the that's biggest Giants fan there is, and it was awful. Because
it's Giants beer.
You science Antioch.
Have you had the... stupid. Man, what are we going to do? You have the Moylan's Giants beer?
Orange and black congrats. Yeah. So good.
Damn it.
So good. Tastes like championships. Ugh. But I did have... I also had the Sharks... chum.
Yeah, the chum. It was chum.
No, it was chum.
Even if that name wasn't in your head, would you have still been like,
this yes, is it terrible. Was still awful.
Well, okay.
But
you
cannot be winners.
You're a Sharks fan too?
Yep.
God, you're terrible.
Hey, just like Dave. I think Dave has a Sharks. Or no, maybe he has Dolphins. He has some sort of
no hockey team with the Dolphins.
No, maybe it is Sharks. He has a little like ocean animal dangling from his rearview mirror.
Sports ball teams,
sports and things.
Maybe it's a platypus.
Oh, by the way, coming soon to Podcast New Year, Perfect Poor Fantasy Baseball League.
Oh no.
Oh boy!
Oh,
yes, we're in the works. And allegedly, if we get this lined out fast enough, Corey from Florida Y Rock is going to fly out to California to do a draft with us.
Jesus,
calling
is that
him
what
out.
All is that what all that messaging was on Twitter?
Yeah, that's exactly what all that was.
Where you step away from Twitter for 6 hours and then all of a sudden there's 30 you have messages.
76 messages.
I'm like, what the hell's happening?
And it's like, chew your beer. Like, I drank all this awesome shit. And then if you like dig into it, it's like, Corey's like, guys, I want to come to California. Chew your beer drinking all this cool shit. Guys, I really want to come to California.
Look at all this beer I'm drinking.
Good thing I'm not on Twitter.
You see the how big a fan are you of Santa Darius Rustic Ales?
Big fan of the Santa.
Their head brewer is moving. He's going to Garden Path Fermentation in Western Washington.
I did not know that, but I saw the second press release where they're moving up his number two to be
the head brewer.
They make amazing beers. Adair's one of the nicest ladies I've ever met. And they have my favorite beer name because it's called Meh.
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 Meh. So they're losing it. They've lost their head brewer now. Going to the most pretentious sounding brewery in the history of pretentious sounding Northwest breweries. Garden Path Fermentation.
Does a head brewer actually do anything, or do they just know how to orchestrate people that work?
That's the I notion. Think they used to know how to do things.
Yeah. Now they don't. They just
fill
like,
out forms and
press that button.
Because even,
but then they get played out of not doing that and not brewing, like Nick said the other day with Kim at St. Archer. She got bored not brewing anymore, and so now she's going back to Maui. So, yeah, no, they definitely – they know what they're – I think they know so much yes. what they're doing that they're just recipe writers.
Mm-hmm.
And then the really good ones.
So that's what I'm just trying to say is, like, I don't think Sante is going to do any worse just because I feel like there's plenty of capable people there. But will they have somebody as organized as the guy that just left? We don't know. But they have good brewers.
Yes, but I mean, you can look at it as when Kyle left Kern and
Adrian
took over. Citra, it didn't miss a beat, and I would actually maybe say Citra was better this year.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Maybe.
Well, I know Adrian. He's just bullheaded.
So he's not going to let anything drop off. And
no.
And Kern River's beers are the new stuff that's not released, that's not bottled, that's tap room is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that I would feel that he's been there long enough that it's all his stuff.
Probably, yeah.
So you've been up there recently then?
I went to the last Citra release, not the one that's coming. Well, obviously that one hasn't happened yet.
Why not? Oh, yeah. Why haven't you been yet?
We totally almost bought tickets for that.
I heard it. Which you should, if you haven't been to Kern River, you should go.
Really?
It's really cool.
Yeah, he gives me shit about every 6 months. He's like, hey, buddy. And I'm like, hey, how's it going? He's all, when the fuck are you coming up to Kern? And I was like, God damn it.
And it's one of those really weird, fucked up things, too, because you have to drive through Bakersfield. You're like, oh, this sucks. And then when you get out on the freeway going to Kernville, you're like, oh, my God, this is beautiful. It's like a really, really nice drive.
Wow.
And then you're in Kernville, where there's an insane amount of bars.
What?
Yeah. Go to Kernville. It's like, here's a tiny pizza place.
Tiny and there's little mountain foothill town.
Right? Yeah, and here's a pizza place. And there's a bar. And then there's a hotel. And then there's a bar. And then there's a UPS store and a bar. And there's this. And a fishing and tackle spot. And then a bar. It's wow, there's
like my kind of place. Maybe right? Now I'm going to go to Kernville now.
Yeah, there's an insane amount of bars in Kernville. And they have a golf course that touts the cheapest hot dogs in town.
Nice.
So wow. You could run 6 errands and have 5 beers.
Exactly. So it's like we went up to this.
You could quickly get your errands done and have a good, nice buzz.
A beer in between.
We went up to the last Citra release and we're like, why don't we do this next year and stay up here and camp in this beautiful scenery and go bar hopping and not have to leave like a 5-foot radius.
Yeah.
Because it sounds awesome. Mm-hmm. And you bet, and awesome. I bet those bars are all
but pristine. That hotel's booked.
Pristine.
They're all bars. They're all Motev.
Ding, 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 ding. No, it's like going to Jimbo's.
Jimbo's.
Craft beer capital.
Insert any sort craft of stereotype. Capital Clovis,
Jimbo's.
Jimbo's for all your craft beer needs.
We got your Budweiser Platinum. All you craft beer nerds, we got Bud Platinum.
We got every Rita flavor you can imagine.
Does Jimbo's have an electric bowl and or, mechanical bowl and or darts?
I would be willing to
That's say, the only way you can play darts.
I haven't been inside bowl. Jimbo's in 12 years. I would say they do have darts, no way on the mechanical bowl.
Okay. It's about the only thing they're missing.
The Red Lion Inn in Bakersfield will meet all of your mechanical wool needs.
That's so bad that I know that.
Well, that's that.
And or impressive.
That was a nice fart whale I had.
Did Rogers?
Was there
am
any
I saying
more?
That correctly?
Is there any more culture you guys want to cover before we?
I think we need to deep diaper into fart whales.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get a new beer going before we get to the voicemail segment. Guess what the size was, that can.
An aluminum one.
Good one.
No wonder it's unfiltered, because it's Vermont Brewed.
Shocking.
Lost Nation Brewing, Vermont. Mosaic IPA.
From another one from XL Barrel. There is a video of us... me and Matt opening up this box of the sponge cake and the Lost Nation on our YouTube channel. So
anybody, check anybody? That out. Rotating around the podcast.
somebody. Well, I'm just well, waiting for my beer. Let's just hang out, waiting for my beer to come around. All right, here, nice. Now I can move on.
It's Mosaic.
It's Mosaic, huh?
All mosaic. Mm. All mosaic.
It's nice though.
Hop the all mosaic. Hey, all mosaic. Will you call me tonight? Leave me a voicemail. Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving?
559-492-0542 is the number for the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. Remember it. It's always in the show notes on perfectpourpod.com.
Be like, what the hell is it? I can't remember it.
Who's first up? Who do you think?
Paul.
Chew.
Scotty.
Roger.
It's Roger.
It's Roger.
Something from Roger. It might have been that weird one we tested. Oh, Chew!
Miss you guys. What are they? Check it out, eh? To Evil Circle's comment of the ABV game homes. That was crazy. I said, that shit's it's not, put it this way, homes. It's not fun, homes, but it is informative. I said, it's a kind of like a cool way to find out the ABV on that beer you're drinking, homes. And, another thing would be, it adds more minutes to the show, eh? So, for myself to like a longer show, I don't mind it, I say, because you're just extending the podcast, so.
We need more minutes.
More minutes.
Another thing would be, Nick, question to you, Holmes. This weekend, which is the first weekend of January, Holmes, Salvador Ales is opening the tap room. Orale. So I might meet up there on a Saturday, Holmes, with Zorro Not Zorro, and we're going to try out some other beers, I say. And my question to you is, have you popped open that bottle, Holmes, that Salvador Ale that I brought you? And if you have, what's your thoughts, Holmes? I'm noticing they're doing a lot of like Belgian style beers and sours, but they're dry hopping them. So that might be like the new thing, eh? Like, you know, for 2017, Holmes. I don't know. Other than that, I'll call you guys back. And FYI, people, Chew Your Beer actually has all the mornings, what? And I don't know what else Tyler Sequoia keeps bringing out, but my boy Scotty B, he's been hooking me up and picking some bottles up for me. And nice. I just want to say thank you, Scotty B. Who knows, man? Scotty B might be in the 818. Who knows?
I heard it today. I heard a story today.
So if he does, man, carne asada, maybe a little quinceañera party. I don't know. We'll see. Other than that, Chew Your Beer, and I'm out. And I'll talk to you later.
That'll get you places you don't want to go.
Like eggs and waffles.
Hey, you gotta find me a quinceañera party, Chew. All right, man. I know a couple. We can go. We can find them. Don't worry.
I've heard about the pork, eh?
I'm barbecuing. I imagine you would make a lot of money just having a barbecue service for quinceañeras. Just
push it up to the door and ring the doorbell.
Like, way better than a DJ.
Instead of a suitcase full of books, you got a barbecue full of pork.
You're like, boom.
Just have the constant aroma of peppers and onions cooking.
Have you heard about the gospel?
of the smoker.
Do you have a little bit to talk about our Lord and Savior, cheapest hot dogs in town?
So to answer his question, yes.
What? Yes.
We had the Salvador on Christmas Eve.
Was it Eve?
I think. Yes, Christmas Eve. No, maybe it was regular Christmas Eve.
It was, Stephen's house.
regular
Christmas Eve.
So trying to think back, being that was 7 billion years ago, or 7 billion beers ago, I should say.
See what you did there.
We didn't know what to make of it. So everybody's first thought was, oh, this isn't sour at all. And I'm not sure if that was supposed to be sour and or just lightly tart and carby, like, still wild yeast, but not purposely soured, but very drinkable. Was rather hoppy, though.
Oh, no.
Kelly's a big fan of what they're doing right now. She's been.
So if it was supposed to be a sour, it was.
Hey, nice. Guys, guess what? I'm driving. So it's Friday. I don't listen to the new podcast yet, but I'm going to make a phone call. So this is Evil Circle. So a few weeks back, I was at my somewhat local neighborhood brewery that just opened up Sour Cellars. You know, and they had a flight of lemon sours. I was there with a buddy of mine. So, we finish up to there. You know what? I say, so what? No, we go on to the next place. So, we go check out a place down in Ontario called Strum. About halfway through my taser flight, you know, a buddy comes in and says, hey, dude, I think we need to go. I might be having an allergic reaction. That's one of the beers from Sour Cellars. So, my dilemma is, like, you just pause your flight? Or you say, screw you, buddy. You know, even though you're swelling up, I'm just going to sit here and finish my beer. But the nice guy that I am, you know, finish off the flight real quick, last paid, all that good stuff. Did find out, when it was mentioned about the EpiPen, it goes in the leg, not the heart. So Good thing we didn't try that. So, his wife did stab herself through the finger with a needle, having it upside down. So, that's a little another story. So, you need to follow instructions. So, let's know what you guys think. If you want to leave early, if you're ready to have an allergic reaction, or just tell me, hey, you're on your own. I'm going to finish my beer. So, that's a little story. Hopefully, it's a good start to the new year, and keep up the good work, guys.
So,
Evil Circle just Uma Thurman someone.
Yeah, he tried to pull fish in that one.
He tried to give that Uma Thurman treatment.
Oh, adrenaline shot right to the heart. So basically he's like, sorry, bro, I got you an Uber coming. Good luck.
Yeah, pretty much. Depends on how good of a friend it is.
Yeah. We all know the right answer. Yeah, do we luck. Really feel yeah, that is the answer?
I've only had a couple of times where I've seen somebody get mildly irritated to beer, but they just kind of did their own thing. But I haven't ever run into the situation where it's like, oh shit, let's take care of this right now.
Yeah. No, I have a buddy's wife. She's allergic to hops, but like the worst case scenario I've ever seen is she sneezes a lot.
Hmm.
So it's not like, oh, it's like, oh, go sit in the corner and you'll be fine. But, yeah, no, I guess it depends on how good of a friend it is.
What's in the flight exactly?
Yeah, and I was going to say, and what's in the flight? Like, are you at, like, insert local brewery here where you're there all the time? Or are you at, like, the brewery or Phantom Carriage where you're... Or feel where you're like, nope, I'm going to finish this shit.
This was $30. I'm finishing this flight.
New beer.
I know that label.
This is just because Roger's here on Futon 55. So.
I know that label.
This is from Libertine Brewing.
That guy's an
Triple, triple. Is that how it's said? Is that how it said, Tony Bax? Triple, triple?
Triple, triple. Yeah, triple. So,
purple
funny
nipple?
Story. Turple is a very big surf reporter.
Okay.
And this dude threw a fucking fit that Tyler named a beer after him.
What?
Threw a fit. Was like, I'm going to sue you. And he's like, Tyler's like, you can't really prove that it was named after you. And go fuck yourself. Because that's what Tyler does. But yeah. It was named after a surf reporter that doesn't need to know that it's named after him because he's a crybaby.
It's not named after him.
Yeah.
It just happens to be.
But I will say that for looking out for it, but
it's pronounced Dumas.
So what kind of it's just a triple?
It's just a triple. A wild ale triple. Because Tyler can't make real beer.
Oh, shots fired.
Love you, Tyler.
Has Tyler ever just made a straight up pale?
No. No, he's tried.
Unsuccess.
He just couldn't physically do it. He's like, no, I can't just use Mosaic and Nelson hops and ferment it and call it good.
Some people are good at making wild ales. That's Tyler. Some people are good at making regular beers. That's Brennan Go at Central Coast. Some people aren't good doing the other things. Well, Brennan can make it actually a good sour, but... Yeah, no, Tyler is the king of the wild ales, and that's what he does. That's his gig.
He knows how to do it.
Fuck yeah, he does. Better than damn near anyone, I think. And you guys are all going to be in a treat for March when... Heaven is Expensive comes out because it's hands down the best beer Tyler's ever made.
Oh, this is a new one?
That's a 3BZine exclusive right there.
Yeah, it comes out in, I believe the bottle release is in March.
Look out for that.
Holy shit, it's the best beer Tyler's ever made, hands down. And I love Summer Breeze, and it blows Summer Breeze out of the water.
Whoa, the buzz, the early buzz.
How much is he?
Yeah, that's sponsored by Libertine.
Scotty
B. For some reason,
I'm feeling planning on driving one for a little while. And the last one I wasn't driving. Anyway, what I wanted to say was, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, I know. I remember now. So I didn't do a 2016 fucking recap. So, okay, the greatest, the only thing that matters is, what was my favorite beer of 2016?
That's all that
Nothing
matters.
Else fucking matters. I'm sorry. But it doesn't. My favorite beer of 2016 was, drum roll please,
Nick.
Choco Tasso.
That was going to be my guess.
Oh, yeah, I saw that coming.
Choco Tasso, motherfucker.
Totally guessed that. I guessed it in my head.
Couldn't have happened without the extract, without the original. Then they're both equal. Okay, they're equal, motherfucker. They're equal. I don't know why I'm cussing so much. Oh, I know why. Because I'm excited. You know why I'm excited?
My Skype.
Because it's Friday.
Getting down on Friday. Everybody's working for the weekend.
That was for you, Dave Renteria. That was for you. Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I also want to say, keep up great work. I'm driving!
Yeah!
Keep up the good work! Keep up the good work! Keep up the good work, guys!
Mikey?
What?
What the fuck is
you got a problem over there?
I'm showering! What
oh, no!
Oh, no!
New thing, it's well, not new thing, Holmes. But,
first shower ever.
How about hashtag hot shower beer? What are they? So,
oh, I see pictures.
I'm having a Syntex from Mother Earth Homes. It's a Imperial Peanut Butter Stout. This is perfect for a hot shower, eh? Because as it warms up, the flavors come out, eh? And as what else can I say? Home is fucking cold outside. So, what are the hashtag hot shower beer? Join the fun, eh? Just don't send dick pics, Holmes. No dick pics. Just beer pics. Orderly,
it was an accident.
Chew your beer. I'm taking a hot shower. Orderly,
chew your beer. What's up?
The lighting was better at that angle.
It's implied that the shower has to be hot. The steam is what opens up the bouquet. It's like when you fart in the shower and it smells that much worse. It's same
personal thing. Dutch oven's the worst.
Pretty much.
I have found that I have one of those Yeti mugs now. It's the dual walled stainless cup. With the lid on it, and I actually use the lid even with beer. It doesn't get in the way. But that is the perfect shower beer mug because your beer stays cold.
Yeah,
even
Yeti,
in a hot,
man.
Steamy shower. Yeti does its job.
Yeti does its job.
That's a good wreck.
That's their new tagline, even in the shower. So, Yeti does its job.
I didn't know what to do. Your dog was just standing there and he'd lift his paw and tap me in the leg. And I'm like, what do you want? He's just like, hey,
hey. Hey, guys. Hey. It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
And
from
I'm Fairfax. Driving.
Yes.
Oh. So I'm getting through my grind this morning when I get an email from who else but Tony Baggs.
Hey, Tony Baggs.
He's coming up to the Bay Area.
Look at that guy.
Famous.
And
famously,
as you may all recall, a while back, I put out the word that if anybody's coming up to the Bay Area, they better damn well get a hold of me so I can buy them a beer. So I said, hey, man, you know, I work right down the street from field work. Well, a couple miles away. But anyway, I could sneak away at lunchtime. But it turned out he's not going to be here until more like 5 o'clock. Could have for the single parent that I might not be able to make it happen, which sucks. It means I'm a fucking loser. But
I think he's in a submarine.
I need to come up with a solution. I saw him in the field work and said that I want to buy him a flight.
Dive.
But they said I have to buy a gift card. So I bought a gift card. And Tony Baggs, you're going to go in there this evening, and it's highly unlikely that I'm going to make it. But there's going to be a gift card there for you. So if you're hearing this several days later and you didn't get your gift card, that sucks. But I'm going to text him. And so, see, I'm keeping my word that if anybody comes up, I will buy them a beer, even if I can't meet them for said beer. How about that, everyone?
Man.
All right. Well, hopefully I'll be able to make it work. But if I don't, then Tony Baggs, next time you come up, Let's make it happen. And that same goes for the rest of you. I will buy you a beer. All right. Check you later.
Yes.
If you're in the East Bay, look up Paul from Fairfax.
It's also personal submarine tours.
Seriously, Tony Bags hit me up. He's all, okay, going to Berkeley. How do I get a hold of Paul? And I was like, I have his email address, but he's very responsive.
Yeah, and he was.
Yeah.
And I sent him an email, and within 15 minutes, he's like, dude, let's hang out. I'll be there in a half hour. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm still coming from Paso Robles, and there's a gnarly storm, and no, I won't be there in 15 minutes. Yeah. But he did. He left me a gift card, and it was awesome. Thank you very much, Paul. I did very much enjoy that flight.
So
it was delicious.
Was it like you went on the side of the building and you counted the 12 bricks and you removed the brick and behind it was the gift card? Did you do something cool like that?
No, he said he's like walking.
He goes stool.
He goes walking taped and under the say, fifth stool. You say there's something here for Tony Bags, and so I walked in. And the girl's like, oh, well, my shift just started. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who the fuck you are.
So. Girl, that's your gift.
She went. She went to another person that worked there, and they're like, oh, yeah. And they went and pulled out this gift card. And she handed me the gift card. I was like,
you didn't check your credentials at all.
She did, but my driver's license doesn't say Tony Bags.
What?
Really?
Well, I mean, if you put
so you lied to the DMV?
If you put your two thumbs on either side of it, it will.
Ish.
You got it.
Ish. But I was like, oh, so, well, I'm just going to hand this right back to you. Because thank you, Paul, for the gift card. This is awesome. But it does me no good at this point. She's like, well, you can use this now or at a later date. I'm like, well, why the fuck would I use it at a later date? Here you go.
Help me up.
So, yes.
Open up that tab.
Enjoy two flights of awesome beers. And then took four growlers to go.
Their flights are insane, though.
Four growlers to go.
It's not like you go and you get little 4-ounce tasters and a little 6-inch caddy. Mm-hmm. The drink caddy that they give you, it's 3 feet long, and it has six full size these New Belgium, which are 16-ounce globe, and it's just six of them in there, and you're just walking with this trough back to your table, trying not to knock anybody over.
I wanted to get there earlier to see Ginger Beard, but. Alas, we got there late.
You mean Ehrlich Bachman?
Yes. Oh my god. So because of you guys, I have also started watching Silicon Valley, and it's so completely bad. True. Oh shit, this is all sweet. This is weird.
That's the thing, because I had not seen him, so I didn't know what he looked like. It was just the whole interview. I just heard it and I'm like, oh my god, this is have people not told him about this? And he's in the Bay Area.
And he is. I mean, and from when San Diego, he's ginger beard. So it just worked out all the way around with that perfect analogy.
Yep. Anyways, sorry. Yeah, go up back to your voicemail. Huh?
Try and listen to my voicemail.
Mikey's missing.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
No.
Not driving.
Oh, he's not drinking. Getting drunk. Either. Oh.
I just called in because I have a very serious question for Mr. Tony Bags.
Oh, it's for Tony Bags.
And this question is...
Good thing he's here.
How'd you ever get to be so sick fat? No, but seriously. Well, yeah, that is a serious question. I want to know,
how
that happened. Another question I have is, do you think that all sour beers have to be vinegar? Or can they just be restrained sourness and kind of tart so you can actually taste the beer in them? Or should we just pour a little bit of beer in some carbonated vinegar? So, what do you think? So how do you feel about sour? They have to all be so fucking sour that they just face implode?
Drink something really super sour.
Can that be the background character?
Did you do it?
And you actually get to experience all the other things the beer has to offer. That's my question. Well, anyway, keep up the great work, guys. And I'm not driving.
Boo.
I'm drinking. Standing here.
So is yeah. he? Is he
I'm
trying
pondering.
To say,
pondering.
So is he trying to say that if I have a sour beer from Stone that I don't really like, it's still good enough to clean my shower head? Is it like vinegar would?
I think what he was trying to say was there may or may not have been a comment made that their Berliner Weiss was not sour enough.
Hmm.
Somebody told him that. So, yeah, no, Berliner Weisses aren't sours. Berliner Weisses and sours are two different categories of beer.
But Berliners are tart.
They are tart, but they're not a sour ale.
They're almost gleekable.
When I want a sour ale, I want the brewery motherfunker. I want enamel ripping sours.
Damn.
When I have a Berliner Weiss, I want a nice, easy drinking tart, tartastic from New Belgium. Great Berliner Weiss. But no, if it's a sour and it's a Berliner Weiss, it's two different worlds. That's like saying a pale and an IPA are the same thing. No, they're not.
Damn straight.
They both say pale.
Right? But no.
But no. but no.
I will say, though, getting back to his other point where he says you're so super. I will say you're probably one of the most humble people I know, because it seems like every time I see you talk about other breweries or other people, I've seen how you treat me and us, and it's like you treat them the same way. And it just seems like at every brewery that you care about, you know at least two people, and it's just you have a lot more friends than I do, and I'm just jealous.
How do you get to be so super?
I'm not.
Is on the table.
The key is everyone's a person, and you just treat them as a nice general person.
What? The like, hell?
Just
the hell kind of way to live is that?
I live by people. I live by everyone loves everyone, and you know.
Maybe he's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I was very blessed to be put in the right situation when I lived in San Diego and lived with the right area of town at the time where everything was up and coming. And again, just being nice and being real with people. One person that doesn't get enough credit, in my opinion, San Diego brewing scene is Nate McIntyre, who started as a tasting room attendant at Ballast Point Home Brew Mart years and years and years and years ago. And Clinton Smith from Coronado saw his talents and brought him over there, and he's their head brewer. He's their head brewer. Going back to what we were saying with the head brewer and the brewer, He makes the beer. He makes Coronado's beer. And he was just the nicest guy when he was just a tasting room attendant, and it carried over. And again, I like people. I like being friends with people. I like learning about different people. And I guess that if I'm super, that's what makes me super is.
Yeah, just super. I'm going to be Tony Bags when I grow up.
All right.
That's it.
Jesus.
California's Jim, Tony Bags.
Will you be my friend? You be my friend? You're my friend.
Like, Tony Bags doesn't know what to do right now.
I can find something nice to say about everyone with the exception of one brewery.
That's not good.
We won't focus on that.
I had to. That was dedicated to Roger. Love you.
That horse has been beat. Let's not go for
it. I was talking about Pismo Brewing. Oh, I'm sorry.
Isn't that, two breweries.
Isn't that Man Rock?
No, Man Rock is – Man Rock Mike is
– That's – well, it's technically
one
Grover,
of the
right?
nicest people in the history of brewing. That guy is just a goddamn teddy bear sweetheart.
But you're talking about Pismo.
Yeah, Fresno Beach.
Fresno Beach.
Yeah.
Fresno Ham.
Fresno, yeah, so Pismo Brewing is – that is a true statement. Pismo Brewing contract brews out of Indian Wells in the middle of the desert.
What?
The resort and casino?
Yes. Right next to, what is that, like Pechanga or something? Moranga?
Pechanga.
Out by the Coachella's Valley.
Mm-hmm. Coachella has a cool brew system. I know our brewers have a big boner over their brew system.
Their brew system, not their beer.
You are listening to my words carefully, yes. Right? Their brew system is awesome.
Our brewers have big boners.
Although I did say those. I will give Coachella credit because when we had Fresh and Easy, which was the store I really loved, by the way, they actually did crowlers, or it's not growlers, sorry, 32-ounce growlers fresh from Coachella, delivered overnight to Fresh and Easy, and you could buy a growler for $9. Filled up, whatever. But if you waited till the following Tuesday before they got the next shipment, they had marked the growlers down to $3. And so it was not flat. It was still enjoyable.
So flat beer.
And hey, Matt, if you were coming to visit this weekend, there's a Fresh and Easy down the street from my house.
There is.
But you're not.
Oh.
No, they closed all the Fresh and Easy.
There's a Fresh and Easy down the street from my house next to the best place to get ribs and tri-tip. That's so long gone. That Fresh and Easy. No, it's not. It's still there. The sign's there. No, it's still there.
Okay, now we're arguing.
Somebody pull it up. I'm having problems with the futon.
Somebody pull it up on Yelp.
Futon fight is fighting.
You don't have microphones. You don't have an opinion.
You don't care.
Be quiet back there. The Google voicemail has been. The guys have been trying to vamp here while I'm trying to. This Google voicemail.
You have 14 cell phones over there. One of them just needs to play.
Jesus. And one of them will not. They will not cooperate. Dun, dun, dun. We need another beer. We can always get another beer.
We could always do that. Could we?
Roger, did you say you brought more?
Yeah, he does. But Matt wanted an IPA, so I did not open this. But we now have liquid double fudge.
Oh gosh,
what is that?
Could we get a price check on the yellow Fender Squire, please?
Yes.
Squire. Is it the same price as the white?
We're closed.
Squire.
No, we're not closed.
Do the new guitars come with strings?
We're closed, John.
No, John.
There's one in the window. The kid's pointing at the one in the window. What's the price of the window guitar?
Call the cops, John. All right. I'm on my right.
Do we have any Budweiser neon guitars in stock?
Yep. 20 of them.
Okay. Can you play those?
Nope.
How much for number 19? The guy's asking, how much is guitar number 19 out of 20?
That kid's back again. He's looking for the left-handed drumstick.
$100 cash. Give it to me in my hand.
He's asking if you take credit.
Nope.
How about Taco Bell gift cards? Nope. Taco Bell.
Baby.
Gift cards.
$200 worth.
In lieu of payment of cash.
Oh, it's so funny.
The owner of Del Taco's here. He wants to trade some French fries. Is that okay?
Yes. I'll take Del Taco French fries. Yes, we're back.
And we're back.
Feliz cumpleaños, ese.
What?
Happy birthday to my homeboy, Tony Bags. Eh?
What?
To you being
happy
here.
Birthday.
And I know that
Facebook didn't tell me it's your birthday.
Isn't it Friday?
Tony Bags' birthday, Monday. Holmes. And I'm calling in because I found out he was going to be on the show.
What?
And
how does this information get out?
Drink some beers, no Coronas, some craft beer, Mexican beers, if you can find that shit, Holmes. Anyways,
some
questions for your host, for your guest, Tony Bags. Tony Bags, how in the hell did you get into craft beer, Holmes? How did that happen, Holmes? Another
craft
question
beer got
be,
into him.
How the fuck does everybody know Tony Bags, eh? Everywhere I go, your name like comes up. I said you're like a fucking like a metal Holmes, like a Jefito Holmes, like the boss Holmes. Other than that, Holmes, your mustache, I said, when you do it like the little curly freaking
finger style, man.
The curly way, yes, I don't know what you call it, Holmes.
Oh, Canadian reference.
I'm kind of jealous, because, you know, being Latino or my facial hair is a little thin inside, but that shit looks female, Holmes. I can't pull it off, eh? But I'm glad you can, Holmes. Other than that, I want to wish you a happy birthday, and hopefully this year brings you a lot more shit, Holmes. And hopefully another, you know, another time me and you can hang out again and drink some beers, eh? And to the crew, Mikey, Matt, and Mike, you guys should be like very blessed to be hanging out with
you. They are blessed.
Fucking creak up, eh? Get fucking drunk and don't go to work tomorrow. Call in sick, eh?
Yeah.
Ditching party tomorrow.
Oh, sick for Tony Mack's birthday.
I'm gonna show up, eh? Other than that, guys, love each and every one of you guys. And that's it, Holmes. This is Chew Your Beer. Wow. And 2017 looks fucking bright, eh? What a name. Peace out, eh? Even though it's real wet.
Man, what'd you do to get on Eggs his shit list?
Yeah, well,
so Matt and Nick and or Matt and Mike and Mike.
He just loves Mike twice. That's all.
Aww.
I'll take it.
Man.
Oh, happy birthday, Tony Bags.
Thank you.
it's Monday, but this weekend in Slow, hey, it's the birthday.
We're celebrating.
We got you a podcast for your birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, he asked you, how did you get started in beer? Getting into beer, craft beer.
Oh, I give all the credit to BC's. Living, growing up across the street from BC's, it was really easy.
The Clovis BC's?
Yes.
All right. Because I'm old enough to remember the Fresno BC's. No,
I'm not old. Like, so, you, yeah. Like, hey, you got to remember, this is still like my 24th birthday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
That it's that. But no, Kirk at BC's was just, he was a pioneer in Clovis before there was anything else. And
So you across the street, like you lived in Sierra Vista Mall?
No, I lived Caddy Corner.
You're homeless in the Sierra Vista Mall?
The Shell gas station?
No, so Caddy Corner, there was the...
sir, could you spare me a beer for a poor soul?
There was
the
whatever they're called, like senior citizen homes. And then right beyond that, I lived... Huh. So I literally walked. It took me, it was a 5 minute walk.
The far side, there's a little road that goes to apartments and houses back.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But we would have staff meeting Friday, where we would all go to Cool Hand Luke's, and I would drink Moto Brew.
Yikes!
Hey. Moto Brew is a good starter
in
craft beer.
2004, Moto Brew was the shit.
Yeah, it
bro
was.
Brew.
It was, bro.
And then we would go there, and then after the meetings, we would go over to BC's because you got a free personal pizza with every
Moto Brew.
Every beer you bought, you get a free personal pizza. And then
all my food and beer intake for the week would be right there.
Like you break them.
Yeah. They're like, this is not a thing next week. We can't do this anymore.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks,
when I was 20, my girlfriend at the time was 23. And
you were 20 and your girlfriend was 23?
Yeah.
What is that? That never happens.
Ballin'.
You must have been a mature guy.
Yeah, that was it. So she would go to the store. She would go to the store every night and buy me a different six pack, and then I would write them down. And so she would go to the store with a list of beers to not get because I wanted to try everything. I was just enthralled with the concept of
underage drinking.
Yes. And how drunk I can get in the backyard.
This is great.
But again, and then...
I totally get why I shouldn't be drinking until I'm 21.
And then I remember when I was 21, way back in the day, you could fly to Vegas for $49 each way.
Yes.
So we would go to Vegas, and we would always go... I always wanted to go gamble at the Hard Rock Casino because you can drink Fat Tire for free.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you could throw cubes and... drink Fat Tire.
Yeah, I think it's still pretty much one of the few places that you can get a... Oh, Louis just spilled beer.
He's drinking some Coors Light.
Coors Light. Good job, Louis.
Yeah, boy, Louis.
That is a dog beer, dude.
You mean water.
I was like,
you're drinking dog beer.
I was like, I hear slopping over here. What the hell are you doing? You give him the nudge and he's like glued to the floor and you're like, oh, no, go.
No.
Take dog.
This must be water in here.
This must be flavored water. See? Even the dog recognizes that as water.
Vitamin water.
But yeah, Hard Rock's one of the few places still in Vegas where you can get a craft beer while you're gambling for free.
Free. Because it's damn near impossible now in Vegas to get anything for free anymore.
Even the gambling still? Is that like they're locking that down now?
They're locking that down now.
Too. Wow.
Like I remember, I mean, I would cheat the system. Totally cheat the system, and you would like walk up to the casino bar and put a $20 bill in the machine, and order a beer, and then the guy would come up and you're like, oh, cash out for $20.
Yeah, I would can't do that.
Or now you have to play 20 spins at max bet to get a beer, and I'm like, you fuck yourself.
Yeah, I used to be like sit at a slot or something like that, and she's like, want a beer? Okay, and then just sit there and not play for 5 minutes until she comes back with the beer. Oh, thanks. Exactly. Looks like I didn't pay out.
Penny slots.
You're like, yay, I won all the money that I put into this.
Thanks for my...
But yeah, it was... I mean, again, the origin was... It was definitely Kirk at BC's. It was my girlfriend at the time bringing me home beer that I couldn't buy. And then moving to San Diego.
Boom. An explosion.
Ken Garten on the Twitter machine, he is Red the Trucker.
Yes.
He was
I don't know who that guy is.
Huge.
Red the Trucker sounds good.
Huge in my craft beer knowledge and growing up. I mean, he's the nicest guy in the world. He took me kind of under his wing and taught me, you know, I'd never heard of or knew what Cantillon was until Ken. He's like, no, it's Cantillon. It's the best beer.
What's that Cantillon?
There's two L's in it.
He was one of the most instrumental people of teaching me the ways of the craft beer. And again,
what's he up to right now?
Red the Trucker?
Yeah.
Right now, I would willing to bet that he's sitting at home crying into his Cantillon about the Chargers moving to LA.
Sports.
Poor Red the Trucker.
Sports ball.
Still a few more voicemails.
I got a question for Tony. Jeez. I'd like to know.
Why does everybody know Tony's there?
What kind of pomade he uses for his.
He's a Dapadan man.
Dapadan man.
That's my question. Tony today. Yep.
What kind of pomade for your mustache, Sonny Bay?
Beep.
It's called Boogies from the Dollar Shave Club.
What about Fop? We got Fop.
Nope. I'm a Dapadan man.
That ain't my brand.
No, it's not my brand. I'm a Dapadan man.
Dapadan will take 2 weeks.
Can it?
Nope.
This place is a geographical anomaly. You're 2 weeks from everything.
Can I go on a quick tangent real quick?
Oh. Can you? So, see, you just ruined it. You can't, you can't ask for a tangent.
So, but it's not beer related, but it's...
That's a tangent!
But it is Clovis related.
A real big tangent!
So, you know those things that... There are certain things that Fresno loses and nobody understands why. And there are certain things that Clovis...
Sense of pride.
Thank you.
There are things that Clovis does not lose, but you do not know why. Kmart announced that they're closing a shitstorm of stores, just a ton of them. So Coalinga, Kingsburg, and Bakersfield are all losing Kmart, but we still have one in Clovis.
Hold on. First question on this. Did you take notes on Kmart?
Well, you were talking about BC's, and that was kind of boring me. So
It's in the same little complex.
I was like, Kmart's across the street. Hey, it's still open. Hey, I saw a news article in the Fresno Bee about how Kmart's are closing in other towns except Clovis. And it also
relates back. White trash got a white trash, bro.
And also,
finally, Clovis has something interesting.
They have something that we don't.
A Kmart. Yeah, other than BC's.
BC's. And we have... And then don't forget... And there's always...
Oh, yeah. That is
see what you did there. See what you did there.
We have Colton's Social House, bro. Yeah, I'm going to see myself out.
The best thing about Clovis...
Leave the beer.
...is see a beer that a guy behind me made called Turnaround Brown.
That is a good, good name. Hey, no, 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 no. We have Michelangelo's. Diego's cool. Diego, just ask him.
Omar. Just they're cool.
Diego's cool.
I don't consider House of Pendragon Clovis.
If, it's if in they the could drag no,
House of Pendragon Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have.
That's right.
See, and then we get Singer. Fucked because we have you know who out you yes. know where that nope. just mm-hmm. ruins everything about Clovis.
Do not know what you're talking about.
La 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 la.
Hello, guys. It's Kelly.
Kelly.
Let's listen to Kelly.
Again, for having me on a couple weeks ago. It was fun.
It was fun.
And the only thing I've got to bring up tonight is really
and question for Tony Bags.
A question. And it's
we don't
really
exist.
Define our relationship, my friend. I need to know. It's would you rather?
Ooh.
Eat roadkill for the rest of your life, or
drink 805.
Have everybody you know sound like Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, Jesus.
Sit on that a bit.
That's such a hard also, question.
It's a terrible thing online, which I'm just going to play a small clip of. Hope
I did not see this coming.
I would choose Gilbert Gottfried, hands down. Just because I can't get the voice of that pigeon out of my head from that one animated movie. Hey, you guys.
Kelly's tried to...
I think she's still going.
I think she's trying to play something.
I don't know if you can hear that.
No, we couldn't.
No.
Everything that exists on the internet.
But, I mean, honestly, have you seen Problem Child or Problem Child 2?
From 50 Shades of Grey, and it's very uncomfortable. All right, love you guys. Bye.
Damn it, I want to hear that.
Wow. Yeah, no, I want to hear. But, I mean, again, have you seen Problem Child or Problem Child 2? Gilbert Gottfried's voice is awful.
The final voicemail of the week.
Greetings and salutations from Fontana. It's a brisk 50 degrees. We're expecting Fontana, rain later in the week. Wanted to give a update from Western Arkansas. If I remember correctly, I believe Mikey, you're a little
familiar
with this area.
Northwest.
So the local pizza joint, they have craisins in their salad bar.
Oh,
yes. I want to go there.
Sunflower seeds and craisins.
I could get down some sunflowers.
On the beer scene,
yeah,
they're at least a good 15 years behind old Southern California.
He's not in the family.
Probably at least 5 or 7 years behind old Central Valley Fresno up there in the Fresno. Now, since I realize I haven't called and asked the bearded brewer for any kind of educational information in a while, how about... what are the real differences between porters and stouts, seeing as how those two bastard cousins are so close and so good looking? What are the real differences between porters and stouts? And then we'll put that on the back burner. Maybe there's someone in the industry, you know, maybe someone like Tony Bags.
Huh?
Maybe you can give us your favorite.
The secret message that went out there, everyone's the
mixer in a while. Off the top of my head. I think that New Belgium Bike and Friends mixer was pretty good. The 6-point 12-pack, I really wasn't all that impressed, and it's kind of a lot like the same. Most recently, I would have to probably give a nice nod to the Mother Earth 12-pack mixer. That one was pretty solid. Anyways, I'll listen to your fine work on Friday. Keep up the good work, guys.
Difference between stouts and porters. Look at the BJCP guidelines. They will tell you the difference, all the differences that you care to know between stouts, porters, robust porters, imperial stouts, blah, 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 blah. I mean, I could really care less what the difference is between them. Somebody will say, what porters do you have on tap? And I'll say, try this stout. I blur those lines. But if you try to read about beers, there are several stories of origins just because beer is so old, nobody knows. Probably the most – I'm going to give you the abridged version, but the most interesting story that I ever read was that stouts were made for the rich or people of value or money and stuff like that. And so they made a watered-down, lesser-quality brew for the poor. And it's what they nicknamed a porter. It was for the people that just wanted to get drunk but didn't really care. So – that's the most interesting story I've read, and it was a couple pages long, and it was real full and whatnot, but just look at the guidelines if you really want to know the difference.
They're subtle, but they're different.
And then Roger.
Oh, sorry, everyone.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two.
I just remembered this amazing fact about stouts right now.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, did you tell, Nick?
What is it, Nick? I can't believe I just forgot I remembered about this. Okay. But stouts are first to give you the runs. No, sorry.
Sounds interesting.
Speaking about a stout from Pine and Palm tonight, I gotta
poop. So get your man ponds ready. Stouts are first runnings.
He said runs.
Runs.
Cool runs. Runnings.
And porters are second wash. So all your rich flavors come off the first pull, I guess. And your porters are your secondary
batches. Interesting.
Yeah, I totally. I mean, sorry, guys.
I found the clip that Kelly was talking about.
Oh, God. Gilbert Godfrey.
Audible.com presents.
Audible.com is not a sponsor of the Perfect Bar.
The novel read by Gilbert Gottfried.
My inner goddess has stopped dancing and is staring too, open mouth and drooling slightly.
Hear it the way it was meant to be heard.
Keep still, he orders, and slowly he inserts his thumb inside me, rotating it around and around, stroking the front wall of my vagina. No fisting, you say. Anything else you object to? I agree to the fisting, but I'd really like to claim your ass.
Famed voice actor Gilbert Gottfried.
Oh, God.
It's a college humor skit, but... I could stand if everybody I knew talked like that.
Versus eating roadkill forever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was your day today?
I love food.
I'll tell you.
I love gold.
That's for something else, I guess. Was there a new beer? No. All right.
No.
There was a new.
Oh, by the way, that
ear rape.
Sorry for everybody that has kids in the car right now. That was not safe.
This is never safe to listen to with your kids.
Looking out for beers.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
This is time to look out for some new beers. Well, Pliny the Younger is about to happen.
It's about that time.
Have you ever done the Pliny the Younger line, Tony Bags?
No.
I have something over Tony Bags!
I don't need to.
I don't need to.
He knows everybody in the line, so he just goes right in.
Go get me that.
I lived in San Diego for 7 years where 9 bars got Pliny the Younger, so I didn't.
That's what I was going to say, that you just went to a place that had it.
Yeah. I didn't.
But it's like a rite of passage to do Pliny the Younger line.
It is, and it's probably a lot cooler than what I did because it was like. The bar owner manager at Livewire would just send like 7 of us a text. Like, I'm putting this on this morning.
Get ready.
Okay. Actually, the text would read, you need to be here at opening. And we all knew what it meant. So we would get there. And the best thing, Livewire is the best bar in San Diego because there's two beer prices. Because
they only play that one AC/DC song called Livewire.
Constantly on loop.
I'm a Livewire!
But they have...
I'm a Livewire!
Getting my inner Joshua Teehee on that one.
Beer prices are $4 from open to 8, and then $6 from 8 to close.
Wow.
So Saturday morning,
damn,
they put Pliny the Younger on, and it's $4 a pint from noon to fucking 8.
Wow.
So you have 4 Pliny the Younger.
Wow.
And, like, and you're
stumbling out of there.
That's the one thing where, like,
you... Good luck getting off your stool.
The funny thing was, like, you'd see someone, like...
I mean, I can handle younger, fine.
You'd see someone...
It's been proven time and time again that I handle younger no matter how many times I have it.
That's right.
And drop those glasses.
I handle just fine.
Chair, ass, floor.
But you'd be sitting there at the bar, and you would see someone pull out their Untappd, and you'd fucking go tackle them. You're like, fuck, no.
No.
Shut the fuck up. Stop.
I can't untap my younger.
Don't you even.
Not until it's $6.
No. Take it home. Do it at home.
Wow.
Let people know you're cool. No.
Hey, that beer's only $4 right now.
Nope.
Thanks,
dude. Because, I mean, you have other places.
Oh, because people are like, oh, shit. No, younger. But and then they all come down there.
I see why it's $4. Two stars.
But the Wire was the only place that didn't.
Yeah, it's only worth $3.50.
Too young.
The Wire was the only place that didn't like make it a thing where it was like an event and
right. It was just like down low.
It was a line, and I mean, I will never forget me and Mike Beebe, who's one of the head brewers at Hess Brewing. We went over to San Diego Beer Company because they were tapping Pliny the Younger at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Nice.
And we got there at 7:45.
It's going to be a good day.
We got there at 7:45, and the guy's like, yeah, we're out of tickets. And we're like, well, fuck. All right. Well, like, we went and sat in the car, and we're like, all right, we're going to Yelp, see where we're going to go have breakfast this morning. And these two not nice looking human beings were like walking into San Diego Brewing at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're like, oh, these guys are going to be pissed. People are going to get stabbed. Like, shit's going to get weird. And literally, like, they were yelling at the hostess, what do you mean it's sold out? Like, bro, are you new to this game? Like, no, absolutely it's sold out. Like, we got here thinking we were cool 15 minutes early. You walk in 5 minutes late. Nope.
No way, bro.
But it's good. Not going to lie. My saddest Pliny the Younger story was I was in San Francisco and got to Tornado for their Pliny the Younger tapping, and they served the last pint, the person in front of me.
Oh man.
Nah.
And I was like, oh.
Sir.
That sucks. Like, could you have done it like 4 people in front of me? Like, why I got to be the last? Like, fuck.
Would you, that Tornado, San Francisco Tornado, infamous for being the people working there just being aloof and dicks. Is that true? Do you find that to be true?
Absolutely, but you got to be dicks to them.
Like, they'll respect
like,
that?
Like, go to Tornado in San Francisco and look at the menu.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Lost Abbey Saison on the menu. Order that beer.
Okay.
That motherfucker hasn't
then
been.
Then you get respect.
That beer, no, it is not about respect. It's about fucking right back with them. That beer hasn't been in the circuit in 10 years.
Mm.
So they don't pay attention, and they go look in the back for that beer every time because no one ever orders it. So every time, that's the first thing I order every time I walk in at Tornado San Francisco. It's like, oh, I'll have that Lost Abbey Saison. They'll walk in the back and like, oh, we don't have that. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Well, you just walked in the back and gave me time to look at the beer menu of what I wanted to order because I'm going to be a dick right back to you.
So, like, they just won't ever take it off? They're just not sharp enough to take it off?
Yeah, they've never taken it off.
Wow.
And again, I don't think they care. I don't think many people are ordering a Lost Abbey.
I'm just surprised that they actually went to the back for
it. It's like a $22.
Did they do
bottle?
The fake thing where I used to work at Vons where people are like, do you have any more of this in the back? and I damn well know everything in the back and it's not back there, but the customers still expect you to go back there because they think you don't know, but you damn well know, but you, oh, let me check for you. And then you go in the back and then you just like stare at the ceiling for a couple minutes and then, then you come back out like, no, we don't, I'm sorry, hey, man, we're out.
Maybe, but hey, he still walked his ass back there.
Don't give my secret away.
Oh, wait, yeah. retail secret. Sorry.
And it's like one of those things where I know if I'm walking in Tornado, the first thing I'm going to drink is Death and Taxes. So it's like, I'm going to order this just to watch you walk back there. And, oh, we don't have that. What else you want? I want a Death and Taxes. And they're like, and then you get that perplexed look. They're like, you went from a Saison to a Black Lager. That's weird.
You're weird.
You don't know what you're doing, dude. I had a guy at the Monk's Kettle in San Francisco. I ordered a Canteon, and he's like, just so you know, that's $80. And I'm like, oh, well, the menu says it's $40. And he took his pen out of his pocket and scratched it out, and he goes, writes 80. And he goes,
no, it's
80. Know what you're ordering, bro. I was like, first off, dumb fuck, no one's going to walk into your bar and be like, oh, I'll have the $40 bottle of beer because that sounds like a good idea. And they're going to pronounce Canteon.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I know what I'm ordering, a beer from another bar, way to be a dick. So cool story about that was – the next night we went to – or that night we went to their sister bar. And I was just – I was irate. I was so angry. And the girl at the bar is like, oh, you look like you're not having a good night. And I'm like, yeah, this fucking dude told me I needed to know what I was ordering, bro, when I ordered a Canteon.
I mean, that bro.
That was exactly – that bro set me off. And she goes, oh, was it the kid with the long black hair? I'm like, yeah, it was. Yeah, he's new. We've had a lot of people complain about him. But if you'd like to come back tomorrow, I'll buy you lunch.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, that's very nice of you. So I went back the next day.
You took her up on it.
Nowhere to be found.
She
doesn't work on these days.
No, she bought me.
Nope. She's never worked on these days.
She bought me lunch. She bought my beers, and like, what? She didn't have to do any of this, but she went out of her way to do that because that kid was such a fucking prick.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I will always, and because of that, I will always recommend people go to Monk's Kettle, go to like the Trappist. Like, they will take care of you. And the kid's a dick. Tell him to go fuck himself and ask for another server.
Uh-huh. Boom.
But no, it was really cool. But long story short, yes, I have had Pliny the Younger.
Oh, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah, looking out for a guy. There's a new I saw Rad Stacy was flaunting a New Belgium Stacey. Day Blazer can.
24-ounce freaking can.
24-ounce. 24-ounce New Belgium Day Blazer. A easygoing ale.
I want it.
The style.
I want it.
Hey, Matt, I'll have one at home when you come over this weekend.
Oh.
There's a story behind that.
I hope it involves a lady.
Have you had?
It could.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I'm okay with that then.
You can do whatever you want.
Yep. You're in. You're good.
Have you had Fieldwork King Citra Double IPA?
No, I've not.
No, you're just there.
They did not have it on the taps.
Oh, know what you're ordering,
seeing
bro.
This can. Know what you're ordering, bro.
What you're ordering, bro.
Did we not learn our lesson? Oh, here today?
You just there's the very likely title of the episode right there.
Know what you're ordering, bro.
Know what you're ordering, bro.
Don't you order, bro?
But no,
I wouldn't even think to just say that. Like,
don't you? Well, no, order, the bro. Whole pin thing.
I'm sorry, I thought I was ordering from the menu.
No, the whole pin thing was
when he scratched
move.
It yeah. out. I wanted to strangle him.
No, but like
right in your eyeball.
No, I'm literally ordering from your menu that you printed and gave me to yes. order with. Know what you're ordering. I'm ordering from your menu.
Yeah, I know exactly what I'm ordering. I'm ordering a fucking Canteon.
Getting a hell of a deal on it. Why not?
$40 for a Canteon? Yes, please.
Yeah. Know what you're ordering. Sorry.
Know your own price point.
I should have known this menu was bogus.
Yeah.
Beechwood. This is for you. This is for Nick, really. I'm looking out for Nick. The Tovarish Imperial.
Oh, so good.
Espresso Stout. Oh, look. Tony Banks has had it.
Heard about
it. Not this year. No, not this year's batch, but 2 years ago, probably. Yeah.
Yeah? Solid. All right. I will now look out for this.
Alvarado Street, best part of waking up, Nitro Milk Stout. Yes.
I want that's it. That's in cans.
I freaking want it.
Ooh.
So funny story about Alvarado Street.
Have you had it, Tony Banks?
I did. I had it at Alvarado Street.
Of course you did.
I went to Alvarado Street 2 weeks ago. It's from
Paso. It's in Salinas?
From Paso. It's only an hour and 15 minutes away. I mean, why would I not?
Heck yeah.
But so for New Year's, Ashley and I went to Big Sur. Went camping up there. And we go into Big Sur Market and walking around looking for beers. And I'm like, oh, shit, you guys have Alvarado Street cans. I wonder how old these are.
Mm-hmm.
And I flip it over, and it's like, this was canned on 12/28/16. I'm like,
dang.
Holy shit, yes.
stop everything. Honey, stop everything.
So the guy's cracking at me, because Matt will appreciate this. I walked over there with 2 4-packs of Alvarado Street and a 12-pack of hams.
The beer refreshing?
Because they had hams. And it was in code.
Yes.
Flip that over. Code hams.
I was like, and the code date was like,
dude, this place February, says Encode hams.
February 6th. And I'm like, fuck yeah, there's Encode hams and 3-day-old Alvarado Street. Like, this is the best place. Fuck yeah, Big Sur. You win at life.
Yes.
You win. Went to a bar in Chico.
What's this place called again? The Big Sur place?
Big Sur Market?
Big Sur Market?
Big Sur. It's literally connected to Big Sur Tap House.
Okay. There you go.
So then Big Sur Tap House had Lost Abbey Framois d'Amarosa on. They had Alvarado Street Opaque Minds, which I believe you guys
had it.
Mm-hmm. Had it.
Had it.
Yes.
No, Big Sur has apparently got it going on in the craft game.
Big Sur's blowing up.
Just like they Stacey's have a place mom. Called Maiden Public House. Which this year I wasn't that stoked on the tap list, but I went last year for my birthday, and they were serving Abyss by the pint.
Wow.
So I had 3.
Man.
And life was good.
You can handle your shit.
But you have Abyss by the pint. And Ash was like, you're going to drink 3 of those? I'm like, I can't get it anywhere else by the pint. Fuck yes.
Cheers to Ashley again. I mean, you can't cheers Ashley enough.
No, yeah, she deals with my bullshit.
I don't. Look, this is weird. Greg from SD Beer Talk just commented on one of my social medias, and he's saying that Green Flash just laid off 25 plus. More to come, ..
Whoa. Ooh. Green Flash laying off.
Mm.
Ooh. Or if that's Alpine people, too.
Not surprised?
It could just be like Stone. It's maybe they grew too big and now they're leveling off.
Mm-hmm.
Trimming.
Don't grow too big, people. Keep it.
Looking out for us? Are we still doing looking out for us?
Yes, we're in the looking out for us,
bro. Are you still looking out more
for us? One is the Trogues Nugget Nectar.
I am so tired of seeing those beers.
I see it all on social medias. We don't get Trogues out here.
No, we don't.
We're just throwing it out there.
Just go to Spokeasy. People bring it all the time.
Oh, really? It's traded out.
Mikey, that means you have to go out. You have to go out to the public.
Oh God!
No.
The public.
It's like it's not far. It's here. It's just not here. Here.
Right, but it's like five minutes at least drive.
Could be 7. We don't know.
Yeah, it might be 7. If I'd hit the wrong light, 7 minutes. Man. So what are you looking out for, Matt?
So we all know of a brewery in Bakersfield called Lengthwise.
Yes.
And
yes.
We all know that a certain individual from a certain other brewery went to Lengthwise.
Kyle.
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 God damn
it, Kyle. Damn it, Kyle. Kyle.
So they are now going to do the Zeus Imperial Ale, as they say on the main label, which is double IPA, I believe, in 12-ounce six-pack bottles. So I think that is more of an appropriate size for a double IPA.
Yes.
And since it's a new package, we know that it'll be fresh if it hits town anytime soon, and I want to try it.
I want to try.
I'm always looking out for a good six-pack.
Good six-pack to last at least a couple days.
3-4 hours.
Yeah. At least the evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that bad when you buy a six-pack and it's gone in 2 days?
Oh, no. That's good. You're living life to the fullest.
Three one night, three the other.
That's right.
That's all it takes. What's that, Tony Bags? The spear in front of you?
Liquid double fudge from Evil Twins?
Oh, look out.
Oh. Worked better than you thought, didn't it?
Shake weight.
I love gold. Yeah.
Thanks, Beer with Friends podcast. No,
it's not for you. Is this a Beer with Friends beer?
No, the bottle opener.
Oh. It was on my
cord. It was an official.
Well, I've played it before. Oh. Who was it?
He's played with your opener before.
Oh no, this is the one Roger just dropped off, huh? The Evil Twin Liquid Double Fudge.
Sorry.
A little slide guitar. Rare.
What more looking out for us as this new beer goes around?
I was going to say I was looking out for the Alesmith IPA green can six pack, but I picked one up and it's good. So no longer looking out for.
I'm but looking out for look, hams.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Recco.
In code hams.
Apparently there's hams in 16-ounce cans. I'm trying to get my hands on those.
Modern time centrifuge beer. Ooh. Apparently they got a new centrifuge. So
mm-hmm. I know a guy.
Now, does that mean would they run everything through their centrifuge now?
Yeah.
Like everything.
You could put.
What's the centrifuge do to a beer?
It spins beer.
Yeah. But, I mean, what's the spinning do?
It
filters it.
How fast you spin it or how long you spin it?
Professional Brewer Roger says it filters it.
However fast or long that you spin the beer gives it different clarities or pulls out different impurities of the beer. So you want to get rid of yeast. You want to clarify it. You want to pull this. Stupid you want to pull yeast. That.
It's the last cycle of your washing machine when all the clothes go to the side.
Yeah. It's pretty much like that. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes you get an unbalanced load. You have to reposition it.
Is that what happens at a brewery? It's like, who put the blanket in there?
Blanket yeast again.
Seriously.
The horse blanket yeast.
There was one time when I first started at Tioga, there was a pump that would do whirlpool. So it pump the beer out of the bottom of the tank and it put it in the side and it would do a whirlpool. And, like, you'd be sitting there, and it starts making this loud clanking noise and all. And I'm like, what's going on? And they just walk up to a valve, and they just rock it back and forth. Silences right back down. They're all, we don't know, but that's what we do.
We don't know what's happening in there, but this is what cures it.
Just fluctuate the pressure on the pump.
It's a water
pump,
hammer.
And it,
you need a backflow preventer.
Yeah, what Nick said.
Yeah, just do that.
You're getting air trapped. Are you looking out for stuff,
yeah,
Nick?
Yeah. Me. The
participate
in our game. Pretend you work here. Kern River. Let's go back to Kern River for a minute.
Kern River. Lots of mentions this week. We have one damn Kern River here.
Everybody needs a buddy.
They do.
Kern River has your River Buddy Pale Ale.
Oh yeah.
Huh?
River this is Buddy.
New beer from Kern River.
New beer.
Doesn't the label kind of look like the Deep River or whatever the collab with the Knee Deep?
Maybe. Oh, it's doing their thing.
It kind of
maybe
it doesn't. It doesn't look too Kern River to me. Maybe it's just new.
It looks weird.
It does look weird.
Weird label, bro.
Very bro. Floating down the river in their tubes.
Tubing down the Kern.
Couple hops tubing. I'm pale ale, please.
Is there a date on that? Do we know?
I saw it in Bakersfield already, so we should not be too far behind.
It's already out there.
It's
already.
Jess, send some up here. Don't take it all.
Is there what else, Nick?
Oh, that was all.
Is there something you're looking out for, Tony Bags?
Yeah, the 16-ounce cans
of 16-ounce cans of hams.
That's it?
Hammies.
I am surprised that that's the first time your phone's gone off this whole evening with it being not on silent. Thanks, jerk.
Guys.
Put it on silent.
So unprofessional.
I actually texted my Green Flash guy. I'm like, hey, are you good?
Are you still at a Green Flash?
He's like, yeah, dude, I'm good. He's like, apparently you saw a Facebook post. I'm like, no, I heard it on a podcast.
Podcasts are already breaking the news.
Yeah, no, Greg.
Greg from SC Beer Talk is already breaking it.
He literally sent it. He's like, just in case you guys are recording, and just thought I'd give you guys a little tidbit.
Oh, so. Thank you, Greg.
Wow. Yeah.
Looking out for
Man.
Looking out for us.
Looking out for other podcasters. Well, is Futon 55 looking out for a beer? Is there a beer you're looking out for, Roger?
Oh, sure. You ask them a question and they don't say anything.
No. Yeah, no. Ask them a question, they shut up.
There's a Cherry Berliner Weiss from New Glory that I am looking out for.
New Glory. Cherry Berliner Weiss.
Holy shit. New Glory was awesome this week.
Oh, yeah.
Is there ever a time where you're just like, if you want a beer, if you can't physically go, you just you go out there and trade it. And you're just like, is there a beer you miss out on, really? That an attainable beer through trading or physically going to that you're like, miss out on?
805.
805. Because you got to trade them all away. You're just like, man, I wish I could crack open one of these, but I got to trade them. See, nothing. Tony Baggs is a man!
I'm not. No. Sour from Society that you had to donate the food for.
Oh, man. Poor Tony.
Poor Tony Bags.
Poor so Tony Bags. For just $10 a month. You can
that's exactly what I was thinking.
And then
Sarah McLachlan playing
not
in the background?
Not that I haven't had it, but I'm always looking out for Juice Box from Great Notion. It's always on my lookout. Ah. Like, that beer is so good. I believe Mikey had it.
Had it.
But yeah, Juice Box from Great Notion is the
Did you get the right one this time? You keep getting the wrong Sarah McLachlan, some deep track off of Sarah McLachlan. This sounds closer to it. For Tony Bags to get that beer.
2017 Hop Slam.
17 Hop Slam? Get out of here, Sarah. You're depressing me.
I don't want to cry on the way home.
I don't like that shit to come on Kit Networks and then freaking comes on like Nickelodeon or something and then there's a fucking Sarah McLachlan song. And my daughter's like, what's going on, Daddy? I can't get the remote fast enough. I'm trying to change the channel.
Why is the doggy shivering?
Why am I seeing terrible pictures of animals right now, Daddy? I don't know.
You know what I did get a bottle of last week, though, at work, Nick?
Because
Nick's had it.
Had it. Wow, I've had it, and you just got a bottle of it? I don't know.
What's your whale beer that you had last week, or maybe 2 weeks ago?
You're like, I had a whale beer?
You did.
What's a football?
What is a football? Damn it.
Barrel aged coconut stuff.
That was 7 billion beers ago.
The Imperial Porter, from Maui.
From Maui, got a bottle of that
from the source.
You actually got a bottle of it.
I got a bottle of it.
Damn.
I got a 22-ounce bottle of it.
Yeah, it's a big ass bottle.
How is that Maui Brewing out there?
I haven't opened it yet, but I got one.
That place. I don't think you talked about it that much. Your Hawaii trip that much.
No, I probably didn't. You know what? It's funny. It's regular strip mall brewery. They're not in a fancy part. They're not like on a beach hut.
They're not on an island. Oh, wait.
Yeah, that's about the only cool thing is they're on an island. But I swear, you drive to a regular strip mall. They got like their version of Denny's and an insurance place and a gun shop. And then there they are. And you walk in, it looks just like a brewery anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Sounds like Moylan's.
Like Sequoia Brewing. It looks just like the Sequoia Brewing.
Okay.
Maybe less woodsy. More, oh, like Yard House. It looks just like Yard House.
Like you're at a Yard House.
Did you guys do the, I feel like the last
the episode. Mr. Beer Kit? No, it's still up there.
You want to brew with it? Yeah. Let me know.
That's what we should have made Roger do while he was here the whole time.
All right.
Do a Mr. Beer Kit. No taking breaks.
I'm looking at all the boxes, but didn't you guys do the Sierra?
How fast you can ferment it. What's it, 2 hours of fermentation? What's that taste like?
Your garage is a, probably
boil about, water and serve.
Yeah,
stir well.
You're talking like a hot cocoa or something.
A what?
Beer pretty off. Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
that's a like no. That's a
professional brewer. Like you make this.
That's an awesome idea, actually.
Never mind. I like that.
Oh, I'd love that idea. The Mr. Beer Kit beer off.
Yeah, yes. all our brewers level that the listen to the show field. Are
you know
all
the money.
I don't want to judge. I don't want to make it.
The
you'd rather taste it than make it.
The Ben Como's 26th anniversary is coming up at the end of February, so there is enough time to pull out these Mr. Beer Kits. And
oh, that'd be so awesome.
Beer Kit off. There you go. There you go. I know Scotty B's already beer on this off. Shit.
Yeah. He's going down to Sears right now.
I can't go to Kmart. They closed.
No, it's still there.
Oh, no, yeah, I have to go Clovis. Screw that.
Yeah, Clovis Kmart.
Hey, if you're an Untapped, we're on Untapped. I'm Dorktown on Untapped. I've been drinking stuff this week and documenting some of it anyway. I went to the Papalo's Pizza.
Nice.
Yay!
I got a New Glory Dank Juice.
Yay!
My first Dank Juice. I really liked it. I'm highly recommending Dank Juice.
Nice.
I went to the old Body in the Bog, the
Ooh.
Aisling.
Aisling's.
Yeah.
And got a Samuel Smith IPA.
Nice.
Because that's the only IPA he has there.
Wow.
He, the Samuel Smith.
He used to have the Stone Ruination.
Yeah, that wasn't
in
on.
Bottle.
If he did, he forgot about it because he didn't point that one out. Because the bottle's a little far away. So yeah. I'm like, what any kind of pale or IPA category you got? So. His name off and Ruination did not come off.
Oh, that sucks because he had brought it in last time I was there. And it was like one of those bottles sitting next to the register. And I was like, is that a sample or are you selling that?
Like, why is it sitting next to the register?
He's like, oh, yeah, no, I just brought it in.
All I know is like it didn't – we went in there. I went in with producer Becky at like 7 o'clock and there was just one other couple in there. Mm-hmm. And he didn't have music going. So it was just super silent in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that always creeps me out. Like, I need to have music happening, especially in a bar situation. And it's just like totally like quiet. And it's just like the other couple in there was just like whispering to themselves, like, so it's just like, it was just not a conducive to like hanging out. So you just wanted to start drinking your beer really quick so you could go somewhere else. But some people started coming in when we were there and started getting kind of noisy and like started
less
feeling
awkward.
Normal. Yeah, wasn't as awkward, but like have music going in the background. I don't care what kind of place you have. It's there's a music going in the background. It's
throw
just
on some
Y-101.
Whatever.
Yeah, even Y-101, I'll still take it.
You could hear that same Adele song four times in a row.
All Adele, all day long. And I also had – I went on a other podcast. I rarely get asked to be on other podcasts. But
wow.
Spanspec podcast. S-P.
Rossi.
Out of Rossi. Actually, they're in Dinuba, technically.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's all the same. But
you too, Larry.
S-P-A-N-P-E-K. Spanspec podcast. It's probably out now as we're talking.
Oh, you did it?
But yeah, and there's
cheater.
It kind of goes all over the place, but there is a section where we we talk about beer and and I got to feel like an expert because I was the most knowledgeable about beer in the room for once. So I felt like I knew what I was talking about and stuff.
Please tell me you said things like, I've got 1,200 unique check-ins on a
Yeah. No, I didn't get to that. Nobody cared about my my badges on Untappd.
They damn well should.
But check that out.
Have you had this beer?
Oh, I have. Spanspec podcast. There's talking in there. So Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Been caught drinking?
Well, you've been caught drinking.
So I went out to the stepdad's house this past Tuesday, because this is Friday, because we record and play live the show on Fridays. I talked him into picking up a Vanilla Otis, and that was a delicious beer to share. I did try the Alesmith IPA in the green can. I went over that. When I was at Goldstein's this past Sunday, I had a Drake's 1500. I've had better. The keg wasn't old, but it was different from what I remember. So I need to have that some more to see if I like it. I was at Strummer's because, you know, Stones is closed, so you end up at Strummer's on a Sunday evening till midnight, or 2 a.m., I mean, and had the oatmeal stout from Southgate. So that was a good beer to revisit. While I was at, Goldstein's again, I had the Take 5. They advertised it as a single IPA from New Glory.
Session
IPA, whatever. And... well, it'd still be single.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was cloudy. It was good, but it was cloudy, and I was upset, and I just wanted a clear beer, and it was not that.
Damn it, give me a clear beer. You got them clear beers?
Mm-hmm. I was at Spokeasy with my friend Jason. He's the bartender there. I shared a passion fruit kicker with him, which is a... the passion fruit wheat, quote-unquote, beer from Green Flash. And that beer is surprisingly good. I've enjoyed it.
A great pool beer.
Yes.
Oh, pool beer. I'm always looking out for pool beers.
I enjoyed a pure hoppiness on draft. It was good. I'm not sure if I'm going to go buy the six-pack. I'm still on the fence of that. Alpine. And then... then I had the Farmopolis from New Glory, which is a mosaic hopped Saison. Beautiful beer. Perfect beer. Amount of Saison-y and hoppy. There was nothing wrong with that. It was perfect beer. And then one of my friends, Rick, he's from up north. He gave me a new...
up north.
That fucking guy.
He muled down a couple of Pliny's for the staff. Apparently, he went in this convenience store that he always goes to, and he's like, oh, usually you can only buy one or two at a time. And they're like, no, we'll sell you six each. And so he picked up a case of Pliny's because he brings them to town and hands them out to people and his friends and stuff like that. So,
sounds like a good guy.
He gave it to me for Christmas Eve. What did I do? I left it at work. So I did not have it on Christmas Eve. So I had it this past week. And it was a 12. I think it was like a 12. 12, 20, 16. So it wasn't too old. That's what I've been caught drinking.
The Nick 80 on Untappd. What have you been caught drinking?
Slow week.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Say it isn't so.
It is so. Just some more Shuttle Bunny from Kern River.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And the rest of my City of the Sun 4-pack.
I have a couple of those in the fridge I need to get to.
Modern Times. And, I had some old Celebration Ale. We went to that. What's that place Bells is always talking about? House of Juju?
Yeah, House of Juju.
Yeah, went Clovis. There. Clovis.
And Morro Bay.
Oh, that's right, yeah. We saw that on the menu, I think. They had an address for Morro Bay.
Oh, they have is it called House of Juju in Morro Bay? Mm-hmm. Huh, interesting.
And they had
which was first? Clovis.
Yeah. Oh. We went right down the street from, right down the Embarcadero from the Libertines.
Okay. Nice. And Clovis are right down the way from,
From nothing, got it.
There's nothing. It's down the way from
the brewery.
Michelangelo's. There you go.
Oh, is it really?
Well, I mean, it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's just.
And the OTC?
Walkable.
Oh, yeah.
Staggerable distance. So it used to be
a Mexican restaurant where they're at now.
Numero uno?
No. Starts with the salsas.
Bring back numero uno.
I think it was salsas, something like that. Shit. Anyways, they had a Sierra Nevada. It just said seasonal. It's like, oh, I'll take the Sierra Nevada, and it was old Celebration Ale. So I was disappointed. Huh?
How old was it?
Probably
October?
Didn't
that hit the valley in October?
The end of October, probably beginning of December.
How many batches does Sierra Nevada make of that? Like, I mean, is it just like the one there?
So
it is?
It's a month and a half old.
Man.
But I'd never heard this one before. We were at a bar today in the Fresnos. And
someone was dropping some knowledge on.
Let's do some big cots. Get some big cots for Tony Bags here.
Well, this isn't a big cot, but it was.
Well, you're in it now, dude. So do it.
This guy's looking at the tap list. He walks in, he looks at the tap list, and he's like, "Oh, you have Celebration Ale. Well, is that a 5 gallon or a half barrel?"
Half barrel.
And I'm like looking at, I look at my buddy. I'm like, what the fuck does that, like, what difference is that? I've never heard anyone ever ask what the size of the keg was at a bar. Like, it's going to deter you from, you're going to drink it no matter what. They can come back and say it's 3 pints. And then you go, oh, you're going to have that. Like, if you're asking about it, you're going to have it no matter what the size of the barrel is. I just thought it was really funny. He's like, what, is that a 5 gallon or a half barrel?
Is that 5 gallon or half barrel?
I'm like, you taking this dude away from
me. It's six. So I don't drink 6 barrel. Gets too old.
Ben caught drinking. where do we begin? I went on the whirlwind tour.
Oh man, you've been everywhere, bro. You were at one of Craft Beer's meccas, Sierra Nevada.
I went to the mothership. I went to Sierra Nevada. So starting off,
is there a bigger mecca to go to than
no,
Sierra
absolutely
Nevada?
Not. After being there, absolutely not.
What'd you say? I guess if you're on the East Coast.
Where's Sam your Adams? Rebel warehouse?
Rebel.
Where's
your Rebel tanks, man?
Can I get some Rebel?
Can I get some Rebel right out of the tank?
And you remembered your ID, unlike Beardy?
So I know a guy that might be sitting across the table from me that rants and raves about Bike Dog Brewing.
Yeah, Bike Dog.
And so,
I know Bike Dog.
So I looked it up on the internet machine.
We got that. Thanks, Mike.
And Yelp said they opened at noon.
Fucking Yelp.
Alas, they do not open at noon.
Liars.
This is my kind of place.
I showed up there at 1:15.
Mm-hmm.
And homeboy's like, oh, we don't open till 4, but since you're here, here's a flight. So
they
did that
for me at Santa Darius. We got there like an hour before they're open, and we're about leaving town, and they saw us out, and we're just kind of like out in the parking lot going, oh man, I'm not going to get something. And they saw us out there crying. They're like, come in, come in.
Hey, little bitches, get in here. Hey.
Come in, little boys.
So at the Bike Dog, I had their Retro Grouch, which is their Foggy IPA, mm-hmm. their Milk Stout, and their Citra IPA. Then we went to Oak Park Brewing, which was meh.
Ooh. Shots fired at Oak Park.
They had great Putin fries.
What?
Putin fries.
Poutine fries.
This is good. This is the best fries you'll ever have.
Put them in your mouth. All of you Fresnans rant and rave about the New Glory, and I have not been so impressed with a brewery with a top to bottom lineup of solid styles since Fieldwork opened.
Wow. That New Glory getting a Tony Bags endorsement.
Well, Fieldwork opened in Sacramento.
Well, no, when they opened.
Yeah, so I was saying it's yesterday.
By the way, the Fieldwork Monterey Tap Room in spring 2017, Monterey.
I plan to go.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I probably won't.
And
I plan it though.
But, Flippin' Good was amazing. They did a limoncello saison that I bought a crowler and a growler of because it was so good. Dang Juice was amazing. Taint Five was awesome.
Taint Five?
I don't know. That just got weird.
Taint Five, guys.
So then after that, we went to the Sierra Nevadas. And I had
Ken Grossman walking around?
Ken Grossman was not walking around.
What?
I had a mint stout. I had a Ken Abides because the dude abides.
Ken Abides.
I had Attack from Mars. I had a Raspberry Ultra Vase, which was really good. I had a Raspberry Blood Orange Ultra Vase.
That sounds good.
No Good, which I love this name. They had it was called No Good IPA. Like no, like Ken and K N O W. Oh,
like they know.
Like no
they
good.
Know good.
Like don't support local, support good. So that was awesome.
Ooh, oh, you like that. Because you hate the buy local.
I hate that shit.
Oh.
They had a German-style IPA, so I don't know if our friend down the fucking way might be onto something on this German-style IPA.
We've had that.
Then on the way home, I went to the fieldwork in the Sacramentos. I got to keep scrolling because I had a lot.
Got a $20 flight.
No. This was I did the Sacramento one. I did have hams at Duffy Tavern in Sacramento because duh. But at Fieldworks I had sushi beer.
We need that.
Is that a thing?
It's called sushi beer.
All our sushi places need to have that on tap.
Brewed with fresh sushi.
I had to have Hannah because that's a farmhouse, but Hannah was the name of the owner of Fieldworks Barry's dog who passed away last month. So I need to try that. Then watched the national championship game. It had some Goblin Rock, some Vengeful Barbarian, some Dank Juice, a new stone double IPA called Jinda Pale Ale.
What?
Had some Super Funkadelic from the Dionysus. Then yesterday we went to the Heretic. Had some Blackberry Tartuffe, some Agony with Mango. Bourbon Barrel Torment, which was fucking awesome.
As Heretic?
Yeah, at the Heretics. Then we went to Drake's and had some Get Stupid and some Go Dumb.
Get Stupid and Go Dumb.
Which were their west or northeast hazy bro.
Hazy bro. Then Foggy IPs.
Then they had their sour series, which they had Bready and the Jets. and the Macho Man Razzie Savage.
Nice.
Right.
Like, beer name of the week.
Beer names are awesome. Went to 21A and had the Headless Hopsman, which was pumpkin beer because we need pumpkin beers and fucking.
Boo!
Yeah.
El Camino Real.
Could have saw that coming.
Yeah.
Then this really nice guy, Paul, got a gift certificate from me, so I got a flight at the Fieldworks in Berkeley.
Hi, Paul.
Remember something from that flight? The best thing about that flight. What was the best out of that flight?
The Green Rest, which is their Hazebro beer. Then we went to the Hop Grenade.
Hazebro. Like the toy manufacturer?
Hasbro. And then we went to the Hop Grenade, and I had a Butcher in bottle that they were selling. That was awesome.
For me to buy.
And then I had the
early. Were they recording a podcast while you're there?
They just got done.
Oh, really? You were there on Monday night?
They just got done with the guys from Melvin.
Did you talk to the Melvin guys?
I did not. They were already gone by the time
they got the Hacksaw Jim Duggins as their sponsor.
Oh, the 2x4. They did have a beer called the Early Flight Foam from San Diego, which I like absolutely fucking love. And I was so excited. I'm like, oh, dude, I got to get the Early Flight Home from San Diego. My buddy's like, I don't get the name. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you take the Early Flight Home from San Diego to find your wife, and she's in the gangbang from old school. And he's like,
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. then I went to the Mad Duck in Fresno and had...
Fresno, California.
Sadly enough... The best brew pub and the best beer they had was a fucking Oktoberfest.
It's still got Oktoberfest on, huh?
So yeah. You're okay with pumpkin beers, but you're all meh about Oktoberfest?
No,
beers?
Same thing. This one's called Quackle Lantern.
What? You could have never told me that name, and I would have not been upset.
Then I went to Pendragon and had some good beers. Mouth Jouster, Citronox. The Oderon was amazing. And then I went to this little place called Pine and Palm and had one of everything.
Oh. Was there a Pine and Palm flight?
It was a Pine and Palm flight. Those were cool. Those were good. Then we went to the Popolos for Brewed from the Heart Apple Tart Saison from the New Glory. Then I went to Zach's Brewing.
Yay.
And had some blue cheese IPA, finally.
Well, yeah. You had to have the blue cheese IPA.
I had...
just down the street.
Their Berliner Weiss, which is not sour, because they were all up in arms.
Keep going.
And that was it.
Trying to make this song work. When it was first talked about, it was thought of to be disgusting. It was not, like, Tyler was like, no.
Both of us were like, no, because blue cheese is a very bad off flavor.
Can't turn it down.
We have no idea what's
going on. I mean, I don't know what to do right now.
Happening.
It's just happening. Gangster sexy up in here.
Yeah.
Blue cheese is an off flavor, so you're like, oh, I'm going to put an off flavor in a beer and make it good.
And it works.
Good. But it was really good. I was pleasantly surprised. But then, I got duped by the Scotty B. Scotty B's like, oh, we're at Pablo's. It's just down the street. 10 miles later, we're at Zach's Brewing. I'm like, oh.
We have a new beer before we get to cheers here.
Ooh, I've always wanted to try this.
Donated by Zero Not Zero from the brewery in Anaheim, California, Geriatric Hipster Club. Be careful, guys. This contains alcohol.
Oh.
It is a bourbon barrel aged with orange peel and spices.
Orange peel. This is definitely the Brothers podcast this evening.
I know. Yes. Well, we got to get rid of all these winter beers before spring gets here.
I win, finally.
Most of our aging beers are Nick beers. So.
Oh, it smells like a winter warmer or something shit going on.
Oh, it does. It's got winter spice in there.
Oh, all beers are Nick beers. Don't be silly.
They're all going to make your poop dark.
Well, they'll all make you poop.
Well, that too.
The good will make you poop.
The good thing is you get some cheese afterwards.
Cheese.
It's actually not bad.
Pretty good.
Cheers, cheers. It's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheese.
Cheers,
cheers.
We gotta hurry up or we're gonna break the record for the longest show we've ever done.
Really?
There's just too much information this week.
TMI.
So we're driving to
We're driving to Chico this weekend, and we're listening on Friday morning, so we're listening to the podcast.
All right. You've got plenty of – if I can – sometimes when these shows get this big, the uploading rejects it. It's like takes so long. Yeah. So like I'm up till like 4 a.m. trying to upload this damn thing because it keeps rejecting it. And it takes like 3 different attempts before it finally is like, okay, I'll accept your gigantic file, asshole. Big cheers to 3B Zine. They have gotten to the 100 episode mark. Our podcasting friends, 3B Zine. Big cheers to them. For the beer wench to get better, she needs to come back, have a speedy return. For tasting, my favorite beer tube star right now, Tasting Niche.
Mm-hmm.
Look for her on the YouTubes. She does like a weekly beer news show on YouTube. So make sure you're looking out for Tasting Niche. Cheers to Robert Hudson, Fontana Jim, Nick Darway. The Captain.
Who?
Humble Squirrel. Jeff Scott at our local yard house. He had lunch from Maine Brew Co. on for a few days there. It was just some sort of freak accident that they got a Maine Brew a keg of lunch.
Did we meet
so
those
we
guys?
Had a lunch. Yeah, we did at the in San Diego at the Festival of Dankness. We actually went around with the Maine Brew Co. guy, and Tony Bags was meeting and greeting with him, as we went around drinking. But we had a bottle of lunch here, but we actually had a keg of lunch in Fresno.
Nice.
At the Yard House. So what? Some cheers, Matt.
Cheers to Clay Baker or Baker, new untapped friend, and he's listed as Somewhere Texas.
That's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm gonna look
somewhere.
Up. Yeah, he's Baker, Clay Baker, and he's all. Big Bake 99, Somewhere Texas. Yeah. And cheers out to Jade from Society. She's pretty cool.
Jade's rad.
She just had a baby thing, and they're all relatively alive. So
good.
That's an accomplishment.
Good sign, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers to the Nick 80. Nick.
I would also like to cheers 3B Zine on their 100 episode. I recommend it. If you haven't listened to them, definitely listen to this one. They had Carl Strauss brewer Paul Segura. Holy crap.
Do you know Paul, Tony Bags?
Do you know Paul?
I do not.
Oh, we found somebody that Tony Bags doesn't know.
You check it out. It's a great interview. This guy
seems like a super nice guy.
This guy has some history in the brewing, mm-hmm. especially
he's an OG.
In San Diego. Yeah. Yeah, no,
he's
it was
an OG.
A killer interview. I was like, holy shit. Really good show altogether. You know, cheers to them. And they've been doing it 100 times, so that's pretty cool, too. Cheers also to our Golden Gods, giving
Hell
us some
yeah.
feedback on the growler situation today on Facebook. We have a Facebook group if you're a Golden God.
If you're a Golden God, which yeah, means you're a donate to the show as a patron like question. Tony Bags does. You
yeah.
don't you
Tony
don't
Bags
take the reward
there.
Though, do you, Tony Bags?
Sometimes we'll let you on the show with beer.
Bring beer.
With beer. No, I do. I listen to the tailgate.
Oh, okay. You do. Because only like half the Golden Gods actually accept the reward. So.
Ooh. Well, how nice of them.
I like listening to tailgate. It's fun.
Be selfish. Don't be selfless.
Any more cheers, Nick? I'm sorry. I'm
That's all right.
Stepping on your cheers.
Yeah. They back up the Crowler. Sentiment that crawlers will be bigger. Crawlers aren't going away, but crawlers will still climb.
Once Tioga gets crawlers, it's
game over.
Game over. Game over, man.
It's over.
Game over, man.
Hey, the email's out. I'm pushing for it.
Hey, you've sent an email. You've done all you can do.
Yeah, literally.
Guys, I've sent an email.
It's still
Leave
sitting
me
there.
Alone.
It's still sitting there in the draft box. He forgot to send.
He's like,
why is nobody answering me?
He's like, I sent you an email. We never got an email. I don't know what happened.
I sent the email. I got the email back. I forwarded it to my boss because he's all, I need to know how much it is, what the lead time is. And I got everything. I was like, this is how much it's going to be. Boom, this is rough shipping. Boom. This is the lead time.
Thank you, Oscar Blues.
Here's some templates for labels. I was like, okay, what are we doing? So now I'm waiting. It's been approved by all the higher up powers. Ooh. It's been approved by my boss. It just needs to happen.
Put the money here. Collect the crawler machine.
And then I expect to see all you assholes.
Pine and Palm's got a crawler. I mean, come on.
Yeah, there's theories on that.
He stole it.
There's. Yeah. Yeah. Now the whole theory was that you picked it up secondhand.
I bought from Oscar Blues.
Oh, from Oscar Blues. Yeah, yes, I'm sure you did.
So the Oscar Blues owns like the rights to the open crawlers? Box buy.
Yep.
There was a theory that Homebrewer was going out of the crawler business, and you had picked it up from him.
No, I tried to let him.
Like, can I borrow it?
Hey,
like to go over like crawler.
Can I get that homie like, hookup?
Pre-crawler beers to sell to people, and it was his idea. And like when I approached, I was like, "Hey, I'm ready to do this." He was like,
"Oh, I didn't know you're serious." I
started him hawing. Damn it!
Did a him haw dance.
All right,
but so everybody's got to pay a little something something to Oscar Blues if they want a crawler.
There's two styles. The Oscar Blues one is better.
Get the ball.
The ball style.
Get the ball. Well, Oscar Blues went to ball, so yeah.
No, not the ball.
I think I thought it was.
Get the Dixie.
Dixie.
I'll sell you my Oscar Blues. Whoa.
I thought Oscar Blues was kind of shouldering some of the heavy lifting for the smaller breweries so they could get in cheaper. Like they'd buy the bigger bulk batches and you could buy from them at smaller quantities.
Oh, okay.
I thought that's what they're
like a little...
why they're involved in it. No.
Oscar Blues just loves cans.
Well,
they just love cans.
Oscar we Blues all love doesn't. Cans.
Gosh, I love them.
Oscar Blues went to Ball to make the 32-ounce can.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it.
No, they do all your labels and everything for you. They do everything for you. It's amazing.
But there's basically, like Roger said, there's two different styles of machines. You could, whichever you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the Dixie's rad because you can do 16s or 24s or 32s.
16s. The Dixies are versatile.
It's about two.
Remember that. When you're buying your crawler situation. Yikes. All right. Guys, any more cheers?
Yeah. I have cheers for 3BZine. Congratulations, guys. San Diego Beer Talk. Love you guys. Great job.
What?
Fuck
you guys.
The OG crew.
Fuck,
cheers.
Fuck your couch.
Kelly, Chu, Fontana Jim, Florida Steve, Y-Rock. Anyone else I'm missing? Thank you, guys.
All the poor people.
All the inside crew.
Paul Fairfax.
Biggest cheers out is Ashley. I love you. Thank you for everything.
Ashley's the best.
Thank you, sir.
So funny. We were listening to the Perfect Pour the other night, and she's like, "Why are they cheering to cheese? Why do they like cheese so much?" Because she hears, she heard the cheer song. And she's like,
she's
"Why
one of
like,
those?
Why cheese? Like, because cheese is awesome, thanks, Roger. But it's cheers." She's like, "Oh, but it sounds like cheese." I'm like, "Yeah, everyone else thinks that too." Paul from Fairfax, thank you so much for the gift card. That was fucking rad. I owe you come up to the Central Coast. I'll line you out Libertines and the Silvas.
Nice.
But again, thank you for all the homies that called in with the Ask Tony Bags questions. That was
fun. It was the Ask Tony Bag week.
And then other biggest cheers is you three. Thank you guys for having me on again.
Oh, thank you for being here.
It's fun. Love you guys. I have a blast doing
we
this
like you
time.
Too.
I love you, but
I love you too, Mikey.
Yeah, we all love you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for listening and sharing out the podcast, talking about it. Word of mouth is the best thing you could do. Subscribing and word of mouth is the best way you can help us, or being a golden god on Patreon. All these things are very cool. But thank you. Have a great week. Have fun drinking your beer this week. Just be safe.
Come to Slow. Let's party.
Listen to us next week. Come to Slow and party with Tony Bags and Tyler. Hey!
Just have fun.
Just have fun, guys. Everybody have fun.
Have fun.
Super.
All right,
Chief.
2.5 hours.
Damn.